100 years of helping kids.
Today, Kyle and his big brother Justin,
hello,
hi,
are here to share some stuff we've learned.
With kids, it's not always what you say, but how you say it.
Hey, Kyle, you want to go to a foreign film festival?
Nah, that's boring.
Okay.
Hey, Kyle, you want to go to a foreign film festival?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
From time to time, a kid may double dare you.
Wow, that looks heavy. Bet you can't lift it.
Are you serious?
I double dare you.
Okay.
See? I told you! Uh-oh.
Moments like these happen every day.
Making a big difference in the life of a child. To find out the many ways you can help support kids in your community, call 1-888-412-BIGS or go to BigBrothersBigSisters.org.
That's BigBrothersBigSisters.org.
This message brought to you by Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
Until next time.
We all know by now never to drink and drive. We know to buckle up for safety, and we know to protect our children by using proper car seats. But did you know that basic car maintenance is just as important in avoiding serious accidents? Simple steps like changing your oil and brake fluid, keeping your car full of antifreeze and coolant, checking the belts and gaskets, and rotating your tires can keep you and your family and other drivers safer, while keeping your car more fuel efficient, thus protecting the environment. That's why the Car Care Council is urging everyone to take an active interest in routine maintenance. Read your owner's manual, talk to a qualified service technician, and use an online resource. For more information on how to keep your car running safely, visit vehiclemanager.com. Take care of your car. It will save you money, and it will protect you and your family and other drivers. This has been a public service message from the Car Care Council.
If you have land you want to protect from hunting, trapping, logging, and development, the organization to call is the Wildlife Land Trust. We've been part of the Humane Society of the United States for more than a decade, and we'll protect your land and the animals who make it their home forever. To find out more, call 1-800-729-SAVE. That's 1-800-729-SAVE. The Wildlife Land Trust. Saving lives by saving land.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can you say? I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can you say? It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember this. I will never say that progress is being made. If you take a knife and my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
struggle against the common enemies of man: tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the morning wake-up call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Don't forget, we broadcast live. That is L-I-V-E on the World Wide Web at www.wgnu.net. So handle your business. Check us out on the web. We have much, 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 much to talk about. You know what? I guess there's just... I've been saying all this time, there's no good news. I guess there's no good news for anybody. There's no good news for nobody. You know, I've been saying there's been no good news for those of us that are like-minded and clear-eyed and visionaries, okay? All of us who see the world for what it is and are open to that continuing vision. I've been saying that there's there's no bad news for anybody. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness on this? Let me. Come with me. Come with me. You're in the army now. You're in the army now. I want to have a conversation about, bad news. Bad news. The Pentagon yesterday postponed by more than a week. They postponed by more than a week the recruiting figures for May. We're in June now. We're also in an electronic age. We also are in the age of the internet. We also are in the age of instant information. Yet and still, despite all of that, the United States Army has said, we're not going to release our stuff for a little bit. Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Ellen Cranky, and they put a woman out there to tell the bad news, didn't they? Lieutenant Colonel Ellen Cranky, a Pentagon spokeswoman, said the May numbers for active duty and reserve components of the all-volunteer military will be released on June 10th. You want to bet? Anybody want to take a bet? Asked whether the move would simply delay the release of bad news, Cranky said, "That's not necessarily true." Okay, she said that. "That's not necessarily true. However, we expect the numbers to improve during June and July and August." If you couldn't get them in January, February, March, April, and May, what makes you think that you're going to get them in June, July, and August? I can tell you why. There is a story coming out of the Wall Street Journal today. Whoo, no good news for nobody. Story coming out of the Wall Street Journal today, this morning, as we speak, it's on the front page of the marketplace section. to fill ranks, the United States Army acts to retain even problem enlistees. Huh? Huh? Problem enlistees. Huh? What would a problem enlistee be? Those who can't make it through the physical. Those that have a bit of a problem with drugs. Those that have a bit of a problem with, psychological stability. Women that are 5-6 months pregnant. Oh, we holding on to all y'all. Check this out. The Army is going to change the rules so that they can keep junkies in the military. Oh, ain't no good news for anybody, is there? Ain't no good news for anybody. Bless their little hearts. I will read, as the Wall Street Journal tells it. And remember, we're reading from one of the most conservative, if not the most conservative, daily periodical in the United States of America. Faced with a long, tough war in Iraq, you think? The U.S. Army has struggled mightily with its efforts to recruit. Now the service is battling to keep the new soldiers it's brought into the force. You can't get babies into the Army, and then when you start to train them, they're leaving also. So, more and more new Army recruits are washing out of the service before completing their first enlistment, which typically runs out in 3 or 4 years. One recent memorandum from a senior Army personnel officer branded the problem, quote, a matter of great concern. So what's the Army, what's the military's response, what's the military's answer to this? Figure out a way to keep more of the soldiers who are now being forced out. Quote, we need your concerted effort to reverse the negative trend, reads this internal Army memo. By reducing the attrition rate 1%, we can save up to 3,000 initial term soldiers. That's 3,000 more soldiers in our formation. Huh? Now, this memo comes in the wake of a string of recruiting problems. Now, remember, the Army says that they are not down with recruiters that tell kids how to cheat to have a clean urine. So that their drug testing is, that their drugs are not detected. People's criminal records being hidden by recruiters. And the Army saying that they are not encouraging the recruiters to do this. That the recruiters who cheat to keep people in the military are acting outside of Army policy and practices. Huh? But yet and still, the Army is saying that they are reducing their standards to keep the people that the recruits have managed to scrape up in the military. So if the Army, this is not the recruiters, if the Army is saying a person with a drug problem is okay to stay in the military, why would they get upset, get their, what do they call their panties in a twist over a recruiter that went and found the same type of person? Why would they do that? Why would they do that? To keep more soldiers in the service, this is the Wall Street Journal again, the Army has told battalion commanders who typically command 800 soldier units that they can no longer bounce soldiers from service for poor fitness, for pregnancy, for alcohol and drug abuse, or generally unsatisfactory performance. Now, let me ask you something. And I'm going to whisper because I don't want the terrorist to hear me. But do you think that the terrorists are going to get a copy of the Wall Street Journal? You think they're going to read it? And what do you suppose they're going to think about our military preparedness? Oh, we are so screwed. We are. North Korea has a million-man standing army. Heck, governments all over the world have... And I'm not trying to insult the true red, white, and blue, good-hearted, fair-minded, patriotic military men and women. I am not. But y'all should be mad as H-E double toothpicks. Y'all should be mad that your name, your reputation, your history is being sullied by an effort to find fuel for a war that we never should have gotten involved in, that there were mighty and many lies told to get us there. The army has said that the battalion commanders cannot bounce soldiers for alcohol and drug abuse. So, cokeheads, I know why. You know, they should call it the Rush Limbaugh policy. All drug addicts apply. The military's going Rush Limbaugh on us. We don't care how out of shape you are. We don't care how much drugs you use. We don't care how bad your drug problem is. Recruit them. It's the Rush Limbaugh policy. Maybe that's why they're doing it. It feels rather right wing that we would accept. If it's good, if cocaine, if drug abuse is good enough for Rush Limbaugh, it's good enough for this man's army. Is that what we got going on here? Is that what we got going on here? You know, this is crazy. This is crazy. Now, the Army claims that this move isn't unprecedented. I'm supposed to feel better over that? We've been recruiting people. We've been recruiting Rush Limbaughs. I can just see it now. Instead of the picture of somebody's idea of what Uncle Sam, it don't look like one of my uncles, but Uncle Sam looks like, instead of a picture of Uncle Sam, they're going to have a photograph of Rush Limbaugh. And instead of, you're in the army now, the motto will be, this is the army now. People that are out of shape, people that are drug abusers. Ain't that some stuff? And people that give generally unsatisfactory performance. Ain't that some stuff? More soldiers are leaving the U.S. Army this year than last year. Army battalion commanders are less than pleased with the Army's decision to try to keep more problem soldiers in the service. It's the guys on weight control, school no-shows, drug users who eat up my time and cause my hair to gray prematurely, says the Army battalion commander. Often, they have more than one of these issues simultaneously. Like Rush. Like Rush. It's not drug abuse that's his problem. Ain't that some stuff? Ain't that some stuff? So the world reads you can get the Wall Street Journal online. The world reads that the United States, in all fairness, the United States is going to reflect the negative assessment that the world has of Americans. Overweight, drug users, that have bad behavior. Truly, the ugly American is now going to be the face of this woman's army. Ain't that something? Ain't that something? Three cheers for the red, white, and blue, y'all. Three cheers for the red, white, and blue. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Y'all need to get to me. We have much to talk about. We're taking a break. 454-0400 is my phone. Yes, indeed. Mama ain't never told a lie. I'll be back.
Sit, son, when I'm gone. Don't forget to pray, 'cause there'll be hard times. Hard times, oh yeah, yeah. Who knows better than I?
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with Looking This Hour's Traffic and Weather. This Hour's Traffic is sponsored by Blake and Davis Realtors. Eastbound 70 between 94 and the Blanchett Bridge is major road construction. Two left lanes are closed until this fall. There are no delays at this hour. Northbound 55 between Richardson and Carondelet. Expect no problems there. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Clayton Morrison. Everything is running smoothly. Northbound 270 at 44. Nothing to report. Westbound 270 between at 44. Look for traffic to be flowing freely this hour. Westbound 270 between Old Halls Ferry and 170. Look for no problems to report there as well. Westbound 255 from Telegraph to Lima Ferry. Expect no problems there as well. Looking at your bridge approaches, westbound 5570 at the Poplar Street Bridge. Everything is on the move there. Westbound 64, but at 5570 merge, no problems there. And westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois side into Laclede's Landing is moving steadily this hour. Southbound 61 at Pittman Road and 70, look for the right lane to be closed due to construction. And westbound 270 at 5570 and 255, look for road construction having various lanes closed throughout the day. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Blake and Davis Realtors. Interested in buying or selling a home? Call Irina Schlafstein at Blake and Davis Realtors. You'll get real hometown advantage with their e-advantage, excellence, expertise, and experience, all at Blake and Davis. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. This weekend shaping up kind of overcast. Today, mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 70s. This evening, partly cloudy with a 40% chance of rain with a low around 74. Saturday, mostly cloudy. Once again, scattered showers are expected with a high in the mid-80s. Saturday evening, partly cloudy with scattered showers possible. The low should be around 70. And Sunday, partly sunny skies and another chance for rain. Looks like a 40% chance on Sunday. The high should be in the mid-80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU under overcast conditions, we have 66 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting overcast and 65. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the top of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
What's up, St. Louis? This is George Cotton.
And I'm Syl Wilson.
And, of course, we're your host of The Real Deal with George and Syl.
The place where you end and start the week.
Tune us in every Sunday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on WGNU.
That's right, The Real Deal with George and Syl, the show that gives intelligence and logic a vacation.
What's that supposed to mean?
Don't worry about it. You'll catch on later.
Okay, so join us for an informative and controversial talk show all on the weekend.
The Real Deal with George and Syl every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m.
We'll see you on the radio. Even though the
streets are April 1805. Bison as far as the eye can see.
Imagine if Lewis and Clark's journals continued long past the end of their journey.
1905. Bison all but gone.
How would they describe their trail today?
2005, the river is silent.
What's been lost, and what can we do to preserve what's left? Walk with Lewis and Clark and see what you discover at www.lewisandclark200.org.
This is a public service message of the National Council of the Lewis and Clark Bicentennial, the Missouri Historical Society, and the Ad Council.
Get out your favorite pain medication. Point your browser to Head Thumping Talk Radio with Brett Rosen at WGNU.net.
To me, summer is family time, a time to spend with the kids doing stuff we all love to do, which is why we go to Worlds of Fun. That and the fact that they have lots of coasters. Mamba, Timberwolf, Spinning Dragons, Boomerang. I like to ride them all. Of course, World of Fun has stuff for the kids, too. Mine loved the new Peanuts Playhouse at Camp Snoopy. They played and played, took a little break, and then played and played some more. Then, if we need to cool off, we go to Oceans of Fun, where we ride the water slides, Typhoon and Diamond Head, and then the tube ride, Caribbean Cooler, Aruba Tuba, and Hurricane Falls. And finally, the wave pool. Another great thing is we can stay the night at the new Worlds of Fun Village Resort. Talk about easy.
Worlds of Fun and Oceans of Fun. Do one park or do both with the ride and slide ticket.
It's so cool.
Open daily. Make reservations for the new Worlds of Fun Village Resort or book your Joe Cool's Backyard Barbecue at worldsoffun.com.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue. The bright blessed day, the dogs say goodnight, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And if you want to toll free long distance me, you can do that. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get to me. Oh my goodness, we have so much stuff to talk about. And don't forget that we broadcast live on the World Wide Web, and you can catch us there at www.wgnu.net. Oh my goodness. We had a caller yesterday, and I was thinking about this yesterday. A caller yesterday asking the question of how can you believe, basically, fundamentally, it comes down to how can you believe them over us? How could you believe that somebody who said that the military is basically buying Arabs and locking them up in Guantanamo Bay? Pakistanians are selling Arab people to the military. $5,000 a head. That's a lot of money over there. A lot of money over here. Why do you distrust the government? Why do you believe them over us? I'll tell you why. This is a story out of the Associated Press. New York has yet to spend $125 million for workers who were injured in the attacks of September 11th. Now, how could that possibly be? This administration has hopped up so hard on the backs of the true victims of 9/11, you would have thought that there was a Dick Cheney hump on them. They are permanently affixed to the backs of the true victims of 9/11 every time they open their doggone mouths. Every time they open their doggone mouths, they're saying, we are doing this for what happened to us on 9/11 and to protect us from terrorists. Okay, baby. You've crawled up on the backs of these people. You've gone down there and shed crocodile tears at Ground Zero. Talked about how it matters. Americans matter. And it's all about the protection of Americans, really. New York has yet to spend $125 million. And it's worse than that. And the federal government wants the money back. They want to put the money in the budget that begins on October 1st. Do you hear what I'm saying? There's so much sin to pass around. The federal government agreed to give more than $20 billion to help New York recover from 9/11. The money included $175 million for the state's workers' compensation program. But as the claims were processed, the bulk of the money has not been spent. Ain't that some stuff? Ain't that some stuff? 454-0400. So you ask the question of whether or not why I don't believe my good government. That's just another reason. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning. Liz, I think it was Tuesday of this week, I was telling your listening audience about how the FDA set on a story for over a week and decided to release it on the Friday before Memorial Day. And it's about a laboratory. It's called Able Laboratories, and how they recalled their entire drug inventory. And they had, it was 46 different categories of drugs that they recalled, and you had their inventory were sold by Walgreens and Schnucks and Dierbergs. And you have to wonder why they haven't told the American people why they called this entire drug inventory, because it had to be something, in my opinion, deadly that went wrong that they had to recall and take everything off the shelves. And I think the American people deserve to know why, because whoever's taken this 46 different categories of drugs should know why that this Able Labs recalled their entire drug inventory. And if anybody wants to try to find out a little bit about it for themselves, it was reported that you could go to the net and MSNBC, and maybe you could find out more information.
Thanks for your call.
One other thing, like on your show, I've always said that a lot of information we get, we will never hear anywhere else, or if we do hear about it, it's weeks prior to when you talked about it on your show. Now, I believe it was about 2 weeks ago you were talking about they were thinking about digging up Emmett Till's body. For what reason, I don't know. But I think I saw a little smidget on the television that they've already started that process.
Yes, they did.
Yes, they did.
Yes, they did. It's already been exhumed.
Isn't that something? Well, we'll have to stay tuned to find out what on earthly reason they would have to do that.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And the toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Don't forget, we're going to the movies tonight. Voices in Wartime will be playing at the Tivoli. I'm going to be part of a discussion, panel discussion afterwards. The movie starts at 7:10, not 7:30. The Tivoli changed the time on us. 7:10, not 7:30. So come on out tonight at the Tivoli Theater. It's a fabulous documentary. It will really impact you and change you. It's a very, 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 very good documentary. Voices in Wartime tonight at 7:10. We're going to take a break, folks. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Stay with us. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get to me. Get to me.
Something brand new. Join the conversation by calling 314-454-0400 or toll-free from outside the local calling area at 1-877-920-WGNU. For those of you who may be alphabetically challenged, that's 1-877-920-9468. Stop rushing around the radio dial. Leave it here and call in and talk on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Freedom. Freedom. Courage. Courage. Bravery. Bravery. Liberty. Liberty. Honor. Honor. Justice. Justice. Dedication. 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 Want to know what these words mean? Visit the Veterans Memorial Museum in Branson, Missouri. Explore over 2,000 exhibits and learn about the wars of the 20th century. The Veterans Memorial Museum, honoring those who served. Call 417-336-2300.
This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline, Santo Domingo. Jose Miguel Insulza, the new head of the Organization of American States, issued an ominous warning Thursday that the rising unstable political climate in Haiti is threatening any chance of democracy there. Insulza says the 34-nation organization he heads will be talking about the crisis in Haiti when it meets next week in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. The interim government, even with help from a 7,400 UN peacekeeping force, has not been able to establish order in most areas of Haiti. Over 700 people have died in the capital city alone since last fall when supporters of ousted President Aristide began protests demanding his return. In the latest episode of violence there, gunmen shot and killed a French diplomat who was driving on a main highway outside Port-au-Prince on Wednesday. His car was then stolen by the assailants. The French government is asking for a complete investigation of that incident. And Dateline Baghdad. Intelligence officials in Iraq say some new model Beretta 92 handguns have been taken from insurgents in recent months. What makes this confiscation unusual is that there are no serial numbers on those weapons, and they do not appear to have been filed off. Rather, they seem to have come off the production line without them. This usually means that they were destined for intelligence operations or some type of government operation. Speculation is they may have come from the CIA, the Mossad, or both. The possibility of attacks being staged by a major foreign intelligence service to provoke a civil war and blame it on the insurgents has surfaced in recent weeks, and this revelation will likely add to that speculation as well. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up, get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Hey, Liz, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm okay.
Okay.
You know, I was listening to what you were saying earlier about that story in the Wall Street Journal. So I guess maybe
the story
now.
In the Wall Street Journal that says that the Army is going to has now initiated a policy to keep people that are drug abusers, people that have a bad attitude, people that are physically out of shape, and pregnant women, they're going to keep them in the military despite normally bumping people like that out. Yes.
And I hope that their recruitment rate falls absolutely flat, deadline, and stays that way. But then I guess now, given all that being the case, I guess it doesn't matter anymore whether you tell, even if they don't ask, huh?
There you go.
And the other thing, you know, I know that you were a defense attorney. This is something I wanted to ask you about because I've been thinking about it since I first heard. I've never gone to law school, but the little bit I do know about the law says that it just doesn't seem really a good policy. You tell me if you know different. Why would you, as a defense attorney, allow the prosecution to have a last word and not even bring any rebuttal? I'm talking about the Michael case.
You mean the last moment of the trial being the voice of the boy that brought the accusation?
Yeah, I mean, they reinforced it with the replaying of that tape.
I was surprised by that, and that is normally not, you don't want that to be the last, wouldn't want that to be the last voice.
I didn't think so, even if you don't put your client on the stand, because sometimes that's not even the best move.
A lot of times it's not the best move,
but
a lot of times.
That just didn't even make any sense to me. It was bad enough that they got Jay Leno, who has just made a career.
That was bad. I was very, very surprised by the
really
decision.
I really didn't get that one.
Yeah, and you knew what he was going to say. He's been kicking Michael Jackson for, in fact, other entertainers have talked about that. What he said, some of the stuff that he says is really rather ugly.
Like I said, he's made a career of it these last few months.
Yep.
And the other thing that I wanted to mention too, I was really intrigued by what the guy was saying yesterday about the debt, the world debt, and all.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw Charlie Rose the other night talking to the outgoing president of the World Bank. Is there any, who controls that? Is there any way that it can be?
America controls it. A World Bank is located in New York City. The number of votes on the World Bank are controlled by Americans. It's all controlled by America.
Because, see, the worst problem, as I see it, in terms of the world debt with these countries, especially in Africa, the worst problem they have is the World Bank.
Yes, it is. Thanks for your call.
Okay.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
Fine. How are you, Mildred?
I'm just fine. You know, there are two numbers I'm sick and tired of hearing. That is 9/11. Mm. You know why I'm sick of it? Because as Shakespeare says, what's done cannot be undone. It's over.
Mm.
Something else I would like to say, I was looking at the Democratic Future for America. They were on almost yesterday, almost all day. And I noticed their first speaker was Howard Dean. And Howard Dean, did I mention Iraq? I was glad. He dwelt on domestic policies here and what needs to be done in this country. I appreciated that.
Mm.
And one more thing. I wish they would get, I may be too idealistic, but I wish they would get out of Washington looking for a president. There has to be a man somewhere in this big country with the courage, the conviction, and the character to preside over this nation, and he doesn't have to come out of the Senate. They need to look around and find such a man. And I appreciate your letting me say these things, Liz.
Thanks for your call.
You're welcome.
Car phone.
Hi, Liz. Good morning. How are you?
Fine. Is this Zach?
Yeah, this is Zach.
Okay, Zach.
I'm calling about the story that they just played on the news. I only caught the last tail end of it, and I was wondering if you could fill me in more. All I heard was guns without serial numbers that possibly came from the CIA.
You know what? I didn't hear the story.
Oh, okay.
I didn't hear the story.
It sounded like they had found guns, and that's what I didn't catch is where they found them. And
okay.
That's what I was hoping that somebody could fill me in on. Maybe somebody could call in and fill in.
Well, let me give you some of the details for it. This is out of Baghdad. Okay, intelligence officials in Iraq have said that there are some new model Beretta 92. New model Beretta 92 handguns that have been taken from insurgents in recent months. What makes the confiscation of these weapons unusual is that there are no serial numbers on the weapons, and they don't appear like they've been filed off. Rather, they appear that they have come off of the assembly line without them. Now, what does that mean? It means that, usually, that they were destined or designed for intelligence operations or some type of government operations. So, the speculation is that the guns are coming from the CIA, the Mossad, or both, and the possibility of attacks being staged by a major foreign intelligence service to provoke a civil war and blame it on insurgents. That's what this is about.
So are they saying then some of the attacks that have been pinned on the insurgency are quite possibly actually CIA disruption techniques?
Ta-da. There you go.
Okay, well,
there
same old
go.
Tricks. But,
same old tricks.
You know, we'll see. Hopefully the story has legs because, you know, too many times, you know, you watch stories like this, they get reported once at 7 in the morning, and you never hear about it again.
And you are so right, Zach, same old tricks.
Okay.
Same old tricks.
Have a good day, Liz.
Take care of yourself. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And my toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. And don't forget, tonight, I'm going to be part of, along with Sandra Vargo, we're going to be doing a panel discussion tonight after the movie, the documentary, premieres here in St. Louis, Voices in Wartime. It's a remarkable, remarkable documentary. Please come on out to the Tivoli tonight, 7:10 tonight to see this documentary. The Tivoli is located on Del Mar, right off of Skinker. 7:10 tonight. I look forward to seeing you all. This is a very powerful, it's a wonderful way to spend a Friday night. And to have a discussion after a movie is really cool. I think all movies should have panel discussions afterwards to see what people think about them and to see what people got out of them. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. I'm really excited for the next Lookin' Black, Milton Alamadi, the publisher of Black Star News and former New York Times reporter. Oh, he's got an article that's gonna rock your world. You need to make sure you stay tuned for Lookin' Black when we look back at the week through the eyes of African journalists. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me. I'll be back after the news.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Liz White. The defense painted a picture of con artists and liars. The prosecution described a world of the forbidden. The Michael Jackson child molestation case is winding down.
Defense attorneys will finish their closing argument first thing in the morning. Then prosecutors will get a chance to offer a rebuttal. Former prosecutor Michael Cardozo says it should all take only a couple of hours.
The jurors will go back into the jury room, even though they may go in on an emotional high. They will come off that emotional high after a couple of hours.
Jurors have to pick a four-person and choose how they will deliberate before they begin deciding if Jackson is guilty. Alex Stone, ABC News, Santa Maria, California.
The family's offering a reward. Natalie Holloway's mother is in Aruba hoping to find the Alabama teen who went missing on a senior trip 4 days ago.
Natalie, you can reach me on your cell phone. I have it, and it's set up for international use now. And I also have my cell phone, and it's set up for international use. So please call me, and I will stay here until I find you, Natalie.
She was last seen with a few locals getting into a car outside a club. The U.S. Embassy is warning Americans in Indonesia about a possible terror plot aimed at hotels in Jakarta. One free lunch promotion's ending for now.
Subway, eat fresh.
Too many people apparently have been eating not only fresh, but free thanks to counterfeit coupons. Subway says it's ending its sub club because so many bogus coupons are being sold on the internet. Subway is just the latest in a growing list of restaurants, supermarkets, and other businesses buried under a blizzard of phony paper thanks to increasingly sophisticated computer technology. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
A similar computerized promotion will take its place. A Washington State woman went into labor but never made it to the hospital. Her husband delivered their baby with the help of a 911 operator right there in the driveway.
He was coaching me, talking on the phone, and catching the baby all at one time. He was the real winner in this.
It's a boy, Austin. This is ABC News.
This Walmart opening has made a difference to a lot of people because this was a community that did need jobs.
When you lose your job, you're lost.
Walmart provided 450 jobs.
I think we really changed some lives when we opened this store.
And I'm glad to see that it happened here in Gastonia.
Now that we've built this place from the ground up, it's much closer to our hearts.
It gives us a real good sense of the future. Walmart will be there.
This is the store we needed as much as it needed us.
Hi, welcome to the UPS store.
Hi, here's everything I need done. It's a lot of work, so where are we starting the runaround? Over at the copier?
The runaround?
Yeah, you know, when I run around the store desperately trying to get things done for my small business while you just watch me from behind the counter there.
Ma'am, I don't know what you're used to. We really do all the running around for you.
Printing, binding, packing, and shipping. Get it done right at one of 3,700 convenient locations. Visit theupsstore.com for the location nearest you. Participation may vary.
New jobless numbers are due out this hour. There were more jobs created this year, but the number of long-term unemployed is still high.
As many as 2 million workers have been unemployed so long they've given up looking for jobs. These people are not counted in the unemployment numbers. Mark Zandi of Economy.com says official numbers could be an underestimate of joblessness.
I do think the job market is weaker than that number would suggest because, indeed, there are a large number of people that are in long-term unemployment, and moreover, a large number of people who are not even counted as unemployed because they're so discouraged they're not even looking for work.
Many of these people used to have manufacturing jobs. Richard Davies, ABC News, New York.
Prehistoric gender confusion. Researchers think they found a way to tell a she-rex from a he-rex when a female T-Rex was ready to lay eggs. A calcium-rich layer formed in a bone. The dinosaur findings are in today's journal, Science. I'm Liz White, ABC News.
Morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, Missouri Senator Jim Talent is hoping the continued support of President Bush will carry him to re-election. Mr. Bush headlined a Talent campaign fundraiser last night in downtown St. Louis. The president says Talent stands by him in his effort to create an ownership society, especially in the area of Social Security.
We believe everybody in this country ought to own assets. We believe everybody ought to have the ability to pass on their assets to whomever they choose. We know that when you own something, you have a vital stake in the future of the United States of America.
President Bush visited the area for a rally the day before Talent's victory over Gene Carnahan in 2002. Yesterday's visit was the first time the president had been to the metro area since a January stop in Collinsville. Some St. Louis University students are upset with the university administration for the alleged forced resignation of two Jesuit priests. Students protested outside of the groundbreaking ceremony for SLU's new research facility yesterday, voicing their displeasure at the treatment of the two priests. Students say Father Bernard Berry and Father Michael Duty were forced to resign due to differences with the administration. University officials say they will not discuss the priest's resignation because it is a personnel issue. A recent poll by Monster.com shows that the job market is the strongest it has been since 2000. 80% of the surveyed companies with 5,000 or more employees and 90% of the surveyed companies with 10,000 or more employees say they plan to hire recent graduates this summer. Jeff Taylor, the founder and CEO of Monster.com, says that while Missouri isn't in the top 10 for a favorable job market, he says the state is on the road to recovery from unemployment. Finally this hour, Chris Carpenter and Andy Pettit will be on the mound at 7:05 tonight when the Cardinals begin a weekend series in Houston. Carpenter is 7-3 on the year with a 6-1 mark against NL Central foes, including a win against the Astros on opening day. Pettit is 3-5 with a 3.71 ERA for the last place Astros, who come into tonight's action with a record of 20-32. Houston has won 4 out of 5 games, but still trails the Cardinals by 13.5 games in the division. The Redbirds have dominated NL Central rivals this season by a tune of 19 wins in 23 games, including a 4-1 mark against the Astros. Jason Marquis and Wandy Rodriguez start tomorrow, while Mark Mulder and Roger Clemens square off in Sunday's finale. That game will be a rematch of the April 23rd contest, in which Mulder threw a 10-inning complete game shutout at Busch Stadium. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Ride Finders. Pumped about gas prices? Pump money back into your pocket by carpooling to work using Ride Finders free ride matching service. Call Ride Finders at 800-VIP-RIDE. That's 800-VIP-RIDE. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by JCPenney. Westbound 255 at 55, that road is closed. Trash cans are being removed at this hour. Northbound 55 between 270 and Gasconade, expect normal traffic. Eastbound 40 between Chesterfield Parkway and Brentwood, look for traffic to be flowing freely. Northbound 270 is bumper to bumper on either side of 44. Westbound 270 between Riverview and Washington Elizabeth, everything is moving along steady. Westbound or eastbound 70 at 79, look for traffic to be rolling steady this hour. Eastbound 44 between Lewis and the Merrimack River Bridge, no problems to report. Your bridge approaches look like this. Westbound 5570 between 4th Street and the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for stop-and-go traffic, mainly in the left lanes. Westbound 64 to 5570 merge. No problems to report there. And westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank to the Laclede's Landing. Everything looks well this hour. Well, there is a report of an injury accident at Lucas and Hunt and Burlwood, so use caution as you approach in those areas. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by JCPenney. Don't miss the JCPenney Saturday one-day-only bonus sale. Stores open early at 8 a.m. with incredible doorbusters till 1. It's all inside JCPenney. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. For today, mostly cloudy skies, high in upper 70s. This evening, partly cloudy, a 40% chance of showers with a low around 70. Saturday, mostly cloudy, again, scattered showers should continue with a high in the mid-80s. Saturday evening, partly cloudy, scattered showers are possible with a low around 70. And Sunday, partly sunny skies, there's another chance for showers. High should be in the mid-80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 67 degrees under cloudy skies. Lambert Field is reporting 66 in clouds as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's up next. It's Looking Black. That's the segment that comes up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, tell me, sister. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, tell me, sister. It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg, hope for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
The hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. The struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal citizenship.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome to this week's edition of Looking Black, a review of issues that have impacted your life this week and where they may take us next from differing perspectives. Here's Liz Brown and our guest journalists for this week.
Welcome to Looking Black. Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown. Don't forget, we broadcast live every morning from 6 to 10 on the web at www.wgnu.net, from Xenia to Zimbabwe. You can catch us here on the Wake Up Call. This is it's one of my favorite segments of the show. This morning we have for our Looking Black guest, the publisher of the Black Star News, and freelance reporter, author of the book The Hearts of Darkness, joining us from New York, Milton Alamadi. Milton, good morning.
I'm here. Good morning. Thanks for having me on your show.
It's a pleasure to have you here, Milton. I'm looking at this article that you wrote, Inventing Africa.
Right.
And I was thinking as I was reading through it, you know, it's
One of my phrases on this show is, it's not about the crime, it's about those who stand accused of the crime. And when I think of how successful in the eyes of many the press has been in putting a black face, an African face, on the issue of fabricated, manufactured stories in the press, it's not about the crime at all. It's about those that stand accused of it. Because in reading your article, Inventing Africa, there's been a whole lot of fabrication and creating of stories going on by that very same paper, the New York Times.
Absolutely, and I'm still waiting for the New York Times to admit that publicly and widely throughout the country. A lot of people still don't know that.
So let's talk about this, Milton. Tell us about what you did and what you found when you looked through the history of the New York Times.
Well, initially, I started because, first of all, I didn't target the New York Times,
mm-hmm.
per se.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to look at how the negative racist stereotypical image of Africa was created and how it became so pervasive and why it still persists up to date. For example, when the crises and the genocide occurred in Rwanda in 1994, an article in Time magazine said the reason behind it was due to, quote, tribal bloodlust.
Oh, my goodness.
And people just woke up one day and had an urge to see blood flowing, and started chopping each other up. Nobody examined the past, the history, the characters involved in fueling that crisis, the fact that the French were involved in supporting the regime in Rwanda, the fact that the United States actually armed and helped train the insurgent army from Uganda to invade Rwanda, knowing that it was a historically, ethnically volatile country. And that something like that, nobody was surprised. I mean, some people were not surprised, including myself, that it would end up in the kind of genocide which occurred.
Bloodlust.
You can look it up. I forgot the date, but it was in early April, 1994. Tribal bloodlust was the explanation.
Well, and on an unrelated note, when in Columbine, and I'm going to have to go back to the New York Times, the Columbine kids, all of them wore the same clothes. They all had criminal records, and they all carried guns, and they engaged in murder. They were never called a gang once. Instead, the New York Times called them disaffected clique members.
Absolutely. Not only that, then you start examining what was wrong at home. What was wrong with their parents? What did they not do right?
Absolutely.
In other words, there's always a rational explanation.
It's not about the crime. It's about those that stand accused of it.
Absolutely. But with African people and people of African ancestry, there's just something innately that makes them innately prepared and predisposed to those kind of activities, criminality. Now, in doing my research at the New York Times, I wanted to find out the mindset of the early reporters that were sent to the continent, let's say in the 1940s, 1950s, and 1960s. I wanted to actually interview some of them who had retired, but I was informed that it would be very difficult to locate all of them. They'd spread around the country, some were already dead. But then I was informed that I might strike it a bit more lucky if I went into the archives. I went to the New York Times archives, and later on, they even admitted to me that they did not know the kind of material they had in their archives, because I guarantee you, had they known it, they would not have allowed me access. I found some of the most racist correspondence. In fact, in the beginning, I thought they were made up. It was hard to believe. But no, they bore the signatures of the reporters that were sent there. They bore the signatures of the editors based here in New York responding to those reporters. And in those letters, the reporters were conveying their personal feeling and attitude toward not only African people, the continent, but the assignment itself. Very contemptuous toward the assignment.
Can you give us some specifics on that?
Okay, I'll give you an example. A letter sent to Emmanuel Friedman from the Congo sent by Homer Bigard, who was a renowned reporter at the New York Times during the 1960s and had won two Pulitzer Prizes. Now, when he got there, he was supposed to cover the independence, the sweep of independence in West Africa at that time. He sent a letter to his editor here in New York in January 1960, and in part it read, "I'm afraid I cannot work up any enthusiasm for the emerging republics. The politicians are either crooks or mystics." Dr. Nkrumah, referring to Kwame Nkrumah, who was Ghana's first independence hero and president.
And a magnificent man.
Absolutely. Dr. Nkrumah is a Henry Wallace in burnt cork. I vastly prefer the primitive Bush people. After all, cannibalism may be the logical antidote to this population explosion everyone talks about.
Jesus.
Now, someone might say, maybe this was an isolated case, an isolated incident, an isolated letter. Hardly. The more I continue with the research, I found similar type letters, not only from Bigard, but from other correspondents who were also sent to Africa.
And before we go on to that, because I really want this to sink in with our listeners, Milton, this reporter wrote to his editor, Dr. Nkrumah,
right,
is a Henry Wallace in burnt cork.
Right.
He said cannibalism may be the logical antidote to the population explosion in Africa that everybody talks about.
Absolutely.
Now, the reference of Dr. Nkrumah to Henry Wallace is just breathtaking.
It's perverse.
Ah!
To compare. And you know what? The whole thing was, as later on I saw, I compared these letters with the type of articles that were being published in the New York Times at that time. There's almost, and this is something I discuss more in my book, by the way, The Hearts of Darkness. There was almost a perfect correlation between those personal letters and what ended up being printed as purported news articles in the New York Times. And the whole thing was denigrating independence. These people do not deserve to run a nation state. And now let me give you an example of the editor's response to his reporter, rather than saying, wait a minute, maybe this may not be the right person to be covering independence in Africa. Let's see what the editor wrote. March 4, 1960, writing to Homer Bigard, and the editor's name is Emmanuel Friedman. "This is just a note to say hello and to tell you how much your peerless prose from the Badlands is continuing to give us and your public. By now, you must be American journalism's leading expert on sorcery, witchcraft, cannibalism, and all the other exotic phenomena indigenous to darkest Africa. All this and nationalism, too? Where else but in the New York Times can you get all this for a nickel?" Obviously, in reference to the New York Times being a nickel in those days, in 1960s.
What did you... I know you said that you thought that this stuff was made up, but surely it must have just been just profoundly unbelievable.
I continued with the research, and I found, as I told you, when I started reading the letters, it sounded like it was made up. So I continued with the research. But then I started finding even more disturbing cases. I found incidents whereby editors here in New York concocted and manufactured images that in their minds they thought their readers expected to exist in Africa. So, for example, I found a letter from Lloyd Garrison, who is a descendant of the famous abolitionists, of course. He was sent as the first correspondent to West Africa in the 1960s, and he covered Nigeria. Now, in reading the published version of his article on one occasion, he was tremendously shocked. The editors had created a scene referring to tribesmen wearing grass leaf skirts and dancing around. And this is something he had never written. And he's a decent guy. I met him much later on after he had retired. And this is, let me read part of the letter he wrote to his editors from Africa. Quote, "The reference to small pagan tribes dressed in leaves it's slightly misleading. And obviously, he's being very diplomatic here. The reference to small pagan tribes dressed in leaves, this is something that he did not write himself. But let me continue with this letter. It's slightly misleading and could, because of its startling quality, give the reader the impression there are a lot of tribes running around half naked. Garrison wrote to the foreign desk. He protested the numerous uses of the derogative term tribes in his story and added, quote, tribesmen connote the grass leaves image. Plus tribes equals primitive, which in a country like Nigeria just doesn't fit and is offensive to African readers who know damn well what unwashed American and European readers think when they stumble on the word. And I assure you, these kind of references still persist up today. And he continued, Garrison noted that the insertion, quote, invites the image of savages dancing around the fire.
And these were inserts by the editor.
These were inserts by the editors who said, wait a minute, his article is lacking something. His article is lacking that image of Africa, which our forefathers have established, which we have become accustomed to seeing, and which our readers expect.
But also, we cannot overlook or even not underscore enough what was going on in America in 1967.
Absolutely. And that is the other side of this story. Obviously, there was a move toward changing the entire social structure in this country with the civil rights movement, agitation. And yet, by presenting this counter image, it was sort of like to dampen the drive and hunger for civil rights in this country.
And to continue to perpetuate this embedded understanding in this country that people of African descent are never entitled to freedom, are never entitled to independence, can never govern.
And in addition to that, if you think you have it bad here, look at the alternative and where you could be and where you should be as far as many people in this country are concerned.
And also, there's also a message in this, too, that there is some justification for police turning hoses on women and children, police sicking dogs on children in the South during the late 60s, because this is what they really are.
Absolutely. And the second book that I may do would be a comparison, actually, between the situation here, evolving here in that period, and the situation that was evolving in terms of nationalism and independence on the African continent.
And the other piece that Milton, I want to tie into this, because it's all, we have to remember the history here. At the same time that the story is coming out of the New York Times about the president of Ghana, at the same time the story is coming out of the New York Times about their assessment of madness and going on in the Congo, at the same time that Martin Luther King is breaking it down and making it clear here in America, our good government is sending the people out to kill Patrice Lumumba, to make certain that Nkrumah can never run in Ghana again, getting him out of his country, and
right.
Then the assassination of Martin Luther King and Malcolm X.
Right, and how do you create the environment that makes it acceptable, first of all? Because by demonizing people effectively, you're literally pre-assassinating them.
Mm.
Once you remove a person's humanity, who is going to weep for that person once they're eliminated? And that's the whole strategy behind it.
And then not only is who's going to weep, but people are going to say, we should have done that.
A long time ago.
A long time ago. I mean, the historical component of this is just really mind blowing. And in 1967, all of the things that were happening, and seeing the result of that, again, the assassination by our government of Patrice Lumumba, the removal of President Nkrumah from Ghana by our government, the murder of Martin Luther King, all of that.
Right.
All of that.
And then in the case of the Congo, Congo is one of the most saddest cases.
Yes, yes.
Because that is, without a doubt, one of the wealthiest countries in the entire world in terms of the mineral resources that exist in the Congo.
And we're going to have to hold that thought, please. We're going to take a break. My name is Liz Brown. I am talking to Milton Alamadi, publisher of the Black Star News. And where can people find that, Milton?
Black Star News, we are online at blackstarnews.com, and in New York City and New Jersey, we are on newsstands every Thursday.
And also the author of the book, The Hearts of Darkness. He's joining us from New York. This is Looking Black. We'll be back. Stay with us. As usual, the corn and the prophets are high. And TVs boom in every living room. They tell us what deodorants to buy.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Orkin Pest Control. Northbound 55 at Bayless, there's an accident involving a school bus. Two right lanes and the entrance ramp from Bayless are blocked. Traffic jams back to Rivas Barracks. There's no children on the board of the bus, and there were no reported injuries at this hour. Eastbound 40 between Clarkson and Lindbergh. Look for traffic to be flowing freely. Northbound 270 at 44. Traffic is lighter than normal. Westbound 270 between 367 and New Florissant, everything is on the move. Eastbound 70 between T.R. Hughes and Mid Rivers Mall, everything is flowing freely this hour. Westbound 255 between Coke and 55, no problems there. Eastbound 44 between Antire and 270, everything's on the move. And also the bridge approaches look like this. Westbound 5570 between 3rd Street and the Poplar Street Bridge, look for stop-and-go traffic in your 7:30 commute. Westbound 64 at 5570 Merge, no problems there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois side to Laclede's Landing, everything is on the move there. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Orkin Pest Control. The Orkin man knows one carpenter that destroys homes instead of building them, the carpenter ant. Remember, if it bugs you, bug the Orkin man at 1-800-ORKIN-MAN. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. For today, mostly cloudy skies, a high in the mid to upper 70s. For this evening, partly cloudy, 40% chance of showers. Low should be around 70 for tomorrow, Saturday. Look forward to mostly cloudy skies. Scattered showers should continue with a high in the mid-80s. Saturday evening, partly cloudy, another chance for showers with a low around 70. And then on Sunday, partly sunny and still yet another chance for showers. The high should be in the mid-80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 68 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 67, both under cloudy conditions. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call, It's Looking Black, that will return following these messages. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the top of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
ALS is a disease that can paralyze the body, yet the mind remains alert and clear. ALS is a disease that you can help fight, and all you need is your feet. The ALS Association, along with WGNU Radio, invite you to walk with us on Saturday, June 25th, at Steinberg Rink in Forest Park. To join the walk, pick up your registration forms at WGNU or register online at www.alsa-stl.org, or you can call 314-534-0610. We'll look forward to seeing you on Saturday, June 25th, at the walk to defeat ALS.
It'll be fun. It'll be cool. It'll be sports talk with Kevin Paulus, as close as your computer, at WGNU.net.
Guess who? My name is Yaakov. I'm in Branson. You can call me on my dime. 1-800-WHAT-A-COUNTRY. It's the Yaakov ticket line. A funny juggler. 10 Russian dancers, but don't worry, there's no mime. If you want to laugh your Yaakov, call the Yaakov ticket line. 1-800-WHAT-A-COUNTRY. Bring your kids, your dad and mom. All details on my website, yakov.com.
You're invited to the second Hazelwood Community Art Fair Saturday, June 4th in historic Brooks Park from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. You'll see paintings and drawings in oil, watercolor, acrylic, pastels, and pencil created by local artists 16 and over. Three cash prizes will be awarded. Brooks Park is located at the end of Brooks Drive behind the Brooks Trade Center. In case of bad weather, the art fair will be held indoors at the Hazelwood Community Center at 1186 Tesson Road. Get more information by calling 314-731-0980. Something beautiful for you from WGNU.
What's on your mind? It's the talk show about you and your mental health, Wednesday nights at 10 o'clock. What's on your mind? It's your chance to ask questions about relationships, emotions, or mental illness, and get answers from a licensed psychotherapist. What's on your mind? It's the program where you can hear interviews of experts on anything and everything about the mind. That's On Your Mind with Steve Franklin, Wednesday nights at 10 o'clock.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown. Week in Review, the week ahead in differing perspectives with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to Looking Black. Our guest this morning is Milton Alamadi, publisher of the Black Star News and freelance reporter, author of the book The Hearts of Darkness. He is joining us from New York. You have the big New York book sale going on this week, don't we?
In fact, hopefully I'll be able to find some time to sneak out of the office and go check some of the titles out there.
I just talked to Akbar Muhammad. He said to tell you hello.
Thank you. He's a very decent person.
Yes, he is.
And a great fighter for the liberation of African peoples everywhere.
And he is going to be, he's at the bookstore, at the book sale right now.
I'll make sure I find him then.
Very good. So we were talking about the New York Times archives as a, that they reveal a history of racist fabrication. You were talking specifically about how the story of the Congo was told.
Right. The story of the Congo has been one of the most unfortunate situations. For example, let's look at the contemporary reporting, and then we'll go back as far as in the 19th century. The Congo right now is portrayed as a land of civil war, famine, and disease.
Mm-hmm.
The so-called civil war in eastern Congo is not really a civil war. It's a war of greed. A UN report 2 years ago listed about 20 Western corporations that are raping resources from eastern Congo.
Wait a minute. If a country that is a basket case of poverty has how many corporations located there?
At least 20 Western companies are illegally mining resources from eastern Congo. And the whole thing is, when you have a so-called civil war occurring, you don't have to pay taxes to the government. So I would call it Western manufactured strife. And they include big name companies, including Citibank.
Now, why would
all this in the UN report, but do you see it in the front pages? of the New York Times or the LA Times or the Washington Post?
What is Citibank?
No, because it does not serve their interest to reveal this.
What is Citibank doing there?
Citibank is lending monies to companies that need to go there and steal these resources. There's everything in that country. Timber, gold, diamonds, cobalt, uranium, you name it. Everything is in the Congo. That's why the Congo was coveted since the 17th century. After the partition of Africa, following the Berlin Conference in 1885, where European countries sat down and said, listen, why should we fight among ourselves? Let's divide the continent in a quote-unquote civilized manner. You know, you take this part, I take this part, I take this part. The king of Belgium at that time, King Leopold.
And an excellent book on that is King Leopold's Ghost. Have you read
it? Right.
That's an excellent book, isn't it?
Exactly. Okay. I've read that book.
Yes.
King Leopold ended up acquiring the entire, what's now known as the Congo.
Mm-hmm.
He got it, first of all, as his personal estate. He was so ruthless and killed so many Congolese that European countries got together, the powers of the day, and said, listen, you're embarrassing all of us. You're going to have to give this up. So what was the solution? He gave control over the Congo to the Belgian government. In other words, their solution was to make it a colony of the Belgian government, the Belgian country, rather than a personal estate of the Belgian king.
And please, Milton, we need to underscore when we say that this was brutality unfathomable levels.
They had a system where each slave laborer was expected to produce certain quantities of ivory, elephant tusk. If they did not meet the quota, what they did was they chopped off their hands. And their photographs, their famous black and white photographs in the history books showing other Congolese holding up the severed limbs of their compatriots in order to, quote, motivate the slackers to produce more ivory for the king of the Belgians.
And we're talking about 10 million people.
10 million Congolese
killed.
Exterminated.
Exterminated.
But to many people in this country, it's an unknown and untold story.
And Milton, the other piece about the what happened in the Congo is this didn't happen in 1725. This happened when there were cameras to document these crimes, and people still don't know about it.
Absolutely, and they're in the books. And I'm sure nowadays you can probably simply do a Google, King Leopold massacre in the Congo, and I'm sure eventually you'll be able to find some of the images. But getting back to the portrayal and to the sanitizing these atrocities and making it acceptable, let's look at the coverage in those days. So I found an article from the New York Times dated April 30, 1885. What I did was, in addition to the archived documents, I would go to the libraries and actually dig up news articles published in that era, and then, you know, try to compare it with the personal correspondence to see the correlation and what was going on. Obviously, I could not find letters from 1885, but still, let me try to read a bit from this article, which was published in the Times.
And what year was this again, Milton?
This is April 30, 1885,
okay.
Shortly after the entire continent had been divided up. This article was referring to what the Belgian king should expect once he went to the Congo, King Leopold II, once he went to the Congo to rule his inhabitants. Let me read parts of the article. The headline was, A New Native King.
Huh?
Quote, and it was discussing the challenges that King Leopold would face. Quote, he knows that were he to carry to Africa the manners and the customs of a Belgian king, his donkey subjects would misunderstand him and would be dissatisfied.
Darkie.
His darkie subjects, right. And they said that in order to prepare himself, he had learned the banjo and the bones.
Oh, Jesus.
And he had also learned how to make a native beer called pombe and read a book called Theory and Practice of Colored Conundrums. And then the Times article continued, his skill in performing the banjo will please the people, and his knowledge of the ancient and classical conundrums of the African race will gain for him the reputation of a man of profound learning. You see the way they're really ridiculing the continent and its people.
And this was an article in the
New York Times, which by that time was already an established paper. And, in fact, one of the subscribers to the New York Times was King Leopold himself. So he would read these articles. And the article also continued sort of to warn the king about the grave risk of going to Africa. The article said, quote, if King Leopold is not ready to face the danger, he had better not go to Africa. He knows very well that no European can make rain, whatever a native king may be able to do. And he need not expect that he can compromise with his subjects by establishing a weather bureau. Failure to produce a downpour would lead to a revolution to be followed by a banquet at which the dethroned monarch is the principal dish.
This is a man who went to the Congo and exterminated 10 million people.
Right.
We're going to take a break, folks.
Okay,
I'm talking to Milton Alamadi, publisher of the Black Star News and freelance reporter and author of the book, The Hearts of Darkness. He's joining us from New York. And again, Milton, where can people find the Black Star News?
The Black Star News is available online at blackstarnews.com. In New York and New Jersey, it's available on newsstands every Thursday. And the book itself is available at amazon.com and barnesandnoble.com.
Very good. Liz Brown, Looking Black. We'll be back.
Pockets full of nothing but our dreams in the golden wind. Have you seen the folks in line downtown at the station? They're all buying their tickets out and they're talking a great depression. Our parents had their hard time.
Shift your computer into overdrive, sports overdrive, that is, at WGNU. .net.
This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Indianapolis. An Indiana judge has ruled that Planned Parenthood of Indiana has to turn over the records of about 100 patients, all under the age of 14, to state authorities. The ruling by Judge Kenneth Johnson says the investigation and prosecution of possible child abuse overrides the patient's rights of privacy. Planned Parenthood said this is nothing more than a fishing expedition and could keep potential teen patients from seeking out any medical care. The agency says it will appeal the decision, and the state has also agreed to wait out the process before it demands to see those records. And Dateline Washington. The CIA has come up with a strange new way to train new spies. It's offering college scholarships to take courses at American universities. The Pat Roberts Intelligence Scholars Program offers scholarships of up to $50,000 to students taking anthropology courses. They then use the techniques of field work to gather up political and cultural details on other countries. Undergraduates who take part in the program are not allowed to discuss their funding sources and are also required to attend military intelligence camps during the summer. The $4 million scholarship program started after the September 11th attacks as an effort to improve American intelligence gathering. This is your wake-up call, global news update.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-376-9913.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-376-9913. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-376-9913. That's 800-376-9913.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, Black-owned and Black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Looking Black, the week in review, the week ahead, in differing perspectives with Liz Brown.
Well, welcome back to Looking Black. My guest this morning is Milton Alamadi, publisher of the Black Star News, freelance reporter, author of the book, The Heart of Darkness. Also, he is a former New York Times stringer.
Right.
Milton, welcome back.
Thank you.
Can we move, because some people would make would have the observation or make the point that, well, this was back in the 1800s. We can see evidence of this in the 80s. We can see evidence of this in the 60s. We can see the evidence of it now.
Absolutely. Let's jump from 1885. And the interesting thing to me was that the story was always different. While these type of stories ridiculing Congo, for example, and the Congolese was what was being printed, large theft was occurring. The Congo was being robbed of its rubber and ivory in those days. And in the 60s, there was the diamond and the gold and other minerals. And let's see the portrayal from the 60s then, when it was still ruled by the Belgians, who did not want to give it up and never prepared the Congo for independence because they never imagined the Congo would be independent of Belgians. I believe the figure is less than a dozen Congolese who had attended college by the time the country was granted independence.
Because they weren't allowed.
And yes, people were surprised that subsequently the country would break up into civil war, particularly when outsiders were supporting different factions. Lumumba's nationalist government was being undermined by people who supported people like Dushanbe, mm-hmm. who was supported by the Belgians because he wanted to continue the colonial relationship, which Belgium had a lot invested in it. They would continue to benefit from the minerals, whereas Lumumba wanted Congolese to benefit from the wealth of the country. But let's see the reporting that was going on at that time. Homer, the same Homer Bigart, who was sent by the New York Times to cover independence in West Africa, he wrote a letter to his editor, Emmanuel Friedman, a letter dated May 29, 1960, from Leopoldville, now called Kinshasa, in the Congo. Parts of it read, "I had hoped to find pygmies voting and interview them on the meaning of independence. but they were all in the woods. I did see several lions, however, and from Usumbura, I sent a long mailer about the Watutsi giants. Usumbura is now called Bujumbura. It's the capital of what's called Burundi now. And here he is, he's being sent to cover this transition from colonial rule. And all he's focused about are things like finding pygmies, one of the most demonized people in all literature, in the history of all literature, by the way. And then he writes about his disappointment in finding pygmies instead of his disappointment in possibly finding the descendants of the of some of the 10 million victims of Leopold's rule. And by the time the article is published, his article is published on June 5, 1960, he's already confessed that he never found the pygmies. But let's examine the article a little bit. The headline is contemptuous. The headline is Magic of Freedom Enchants Congolese. In other words, the Congolese are people that would not be able to comprehend the meaning of independence. So, hence you have the headline referring to it as Magic of Freedom.
Now we have about five more minutes here. Jump to the 80s, where we still see the editorial efforts of the Times to continue this legacy of portraying Africa in this manner.
We have one of the most interesting cases involved Joe Lelieveld, who actually later on became the managing editor and subsequently became the executive editor of the New York Times. In the 1980s, he was a correspondent for the Times in South Africa. And in one case, he wrote a story about the segregated education system and how it discriminated against blacks by denying them adequate funding to their schools. When his article was published, that whole section was eliminated. It's as if somebody at the Times wanted to protect apartheid, the injustices of apartheid in South Africa. And this is in the 1980s. He wrote a letter. This is Lelieveld, dated January 6, 1983, referring to how all his original reporting had been eliminated. He said in his own letter, the printed version of the article was, quote, like a salami sandwich without the salami, just slabs of stale bread. If you prefer a baseball image, the wind-up without the pitch. In other words, a balk. So how could anybody be surprised then that the Times ends up with a Jason Blair in the 1990s? When, in fact, the practice of concoction and creation had been consistent in the newspapers throughout its history. So it was very unfair for the New York Times to present the Jason Blair incident as if involving this one young black African-American reporter. No, in fact, he was operating in an environment which had prepared for that kind of incident. And I am not willing to say that that practice does not continue at some level up today.
And
it's not about a black reporter who was unprepared. It was completely unfair for the Times to portray it that way, and they should apologize for that.
Well, quite frankly, the Times portrayed Jason Blair the same way that they have been portraying Africans all throughout their reporting of African people.
Absolutely.
And when you attempted to, you got all this wonderful information, you did all of this research, you discovered all of the, you made all these connections, you brought the story to the New York Times, and they said what?
I brought it to the Times because I didn't see this as something to celebrate over. I saw it as, listen, this is the evidence in your own words. Now, first of all, publicly acknowledge it and start making the changes. Instead, they virtually tried to bury it, tried to pretend it never occurred. They have not been bold enough and brave enough to admit that this occurred and that they're prepared to do the right thing.
But you took it to the Columbia Journalism Review as well.
I took it to the Columbia Journalism Review because that is one of the most, or in my mind, I had also falsely believed it was one of the most prestigious publications of journalism, in this country.
And
they accepted it, and they wanted to publish it. It was never published. Eventually, I confronted them, wanted to know why it had never been published. They told me that two editors opposed, two editors supported. The executive editor did not want to.
And
I retrieved
yes.
the original copy of the article that I gave them, and I found out why they were afraid of publishing it. Because in one paragraph, they inserted on my behalf, they said that this article is not an indictment of the New York Times. They wrote that on my behalf, which means that at some point, they were still willing to publish it with that caveat. But at the end of the day, they backed out.
Milton Alamadi, publisher of the Black Star News, freelance reporter, former stringer for the New York Times, and author of the book, The Hearts of Darkness. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me on your show. And to me, the message here is, don't be ashamed of African ancestry. No matter how much African people are demonized, defend Africa. Not everything that happens on the continent is good. Of course not. When it's bad, we say it. When it's good, we say it. But don't accept to be demonized by anybody.
Milton Alamadi, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me on your show.
My pleasure. Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown, The Wake Up Call. I'll be back with much more. Stay with me.
WGMU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Liz White. A piddly jobs picture. New numbers just came out.
Employers added only 78,000 new workers to their payrolls last month. That is far fewer than the 185,000 that had been expected. However, it was enough to lower the unemployment rate to 5.1%. That's the lowest level since September of 2001. Employment growth was occurring in healthcare and construction sectors, but factory payroll shrank by 7,000 jobs in May.
ABC's Don Bascom in Washington. In Santa Maria, California, it's the predator versus the grifter. That's how the prosecution and defense are portraying each other in the Michael Jackson child molestation case.
Both sides gave it all they've got. Prosecutors attacking Jackson as a sexual predator who lures young boys into his bedroom. They called it his world of the forbidden, stocked with porn and free-flowing Jesus juice. The defense hammered home their recurring theme, the accuser's family as scheming, money-hungry grifters.
ABC's Leslie Miller. The defense ends closing arguments. The prosecution gets a rebuttal, and then the jury gets the case.
Santa Maria in the northern part of Santa Barbara County is very, very conservative, considered a law and order place. That in fact, I've talked to lawyers who tell me that they thought cases would take days, and it actually took just a few minutes for a jury to come back with a verdict. So Michael Jackson does have a disadvantage in this part of the county.
ABC's Jim Avila. Jackson said he was okay when he left court yesterday. A spokesperson denies he was briefly hospitalized on the way home for dehydration. Hundreds of islanders and tourists are scouring Aruba for Natalie Holloway. The 18-year-old Alabama girl vanished 4 days ago on a senior trip.
We've got FBI involved, and hopefully things will move fast, and we can bring this child home.
That's Natalie's aunt. She was last seen getting into a car outside a club. This is ABC News.
Hi, I'm Eva Longoria. You know, some women have to guess what a man wants. But I, on the other hand, know exactly what a man really wants. Something that will keep a smile on his face for a very, very long time. Sirius Satellite Radio, of course. Oh, yeah. It's got over 120 channels, including 100% commercial-free music, plus the best news, talk, uncensored comedy, and the most complete sports coverage. It's enough to satisfy any man.
Right now, get a Sirius Satellite Radio for just $49.99 after a $50 mail-in rebate. It's our lowest price ever. Offer valid for the 6-month prepaid subscription and available for a limited time at participating retailers. Subscriptions sold separately. Terms, conditions, and activation fee apply. Visit Best Buy, CircuitCityCrutchfield.com, Radio Shack, or Sirius.com for details. It's more than just radio. It's Sirius Satellite Radio.
Sirius Satellite Radio. It's what's on every man's mind.
No more heart-healthy claims on Tropicana orange juice. The company reached a settlement with the FTC. It alleged Tropicana misled consumers with claims that drinking a few glasses of the OJ would be good for blood pressure and cholesterol levels. Going the extra mile took on new meaning in Chicago.
Organizers of Monday's Chicago Lakeshore Marathon admitted they goofed. The course was a mile too long, 27.2 miles instead of 26.2. Runners say they realized something was wrong when they checked their watches for times and found themselves off their normal pace. The organizers blame it on what they call miscalculations that led to an extra mile being added to the middle of the course. Steve Scott, ABC News, Chicago.
And you can retire on a nickel if it's a 1913 Liberty Head. A New Jersey coin dealership bought one from a collector in New Hampshire for more than $4 million. It's said to be one of only five. I'm Liz White, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, some area union laborers and their supporters are voicing their opposition to President Bush's Social Security plan. A group of protesters gathered yesterday for a demonstration outside the Millennium Hotel in downtown St. Louis, where the president spoke at a fundraiser for Senator Jim Talent. A report critical of the president's plan, released earlier this week, claims that President Bush's proposal would leave the typical American worker with less than Social Security provides today. The Illinois Department of Public Health is offering Illinois residents new uniform Do Not Resuscitate order forms. Ann Murphy, the chief counsel for the department, says the uniform DNR form can be used in a variety of situations, including by doctors at the hospital or paramedicals at your home.
In order to give individuals more of an opportunity to express their specific wishes as it relates to the application of CPR to them.
For copies of the new forms, visit www.idph.state.il.us or call the health department at 217-785-2080. The International Post Polio Conference is underway in St. Louis. This year's event, which observes the 50th anniversary of the polio vaccine, is being called Strategies for Living Well. Dr. Frederick Maynard, the president of Post Polio Health International, says the latest medical information for polio survivors is one of the topics being addressed at the conference. There are between 12 to 20 million polio survivors worldwide. Finally this hour, the Rams kick off mandatory full squad minicamp today out at Rams Park. The team will hold 5 2-hour practices to go along with several hours of meetings at minicamp, which runs through Sunday. Among those not expected to participate this weekend because of injuries are offensive linemen Adam Timmerman, Andy McCollum, and Scott Tercero. The Rams, though, will get a good look at their two new starting linebackers, Dexter Coakley and Chris Claiborne. Following minicamp, the Rams will hold more organized team activities before opening up training camp at Rams Park next month. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Blake and Davis Realtors. Interested in buying or selling a home? Call Betty Springfield at Blake and Davis Realtors. You'll get a real hometown advantage with their e-advantage. Excellence, expertise, and experience, all at Blake and Davis. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by the Kentucky Department of Tourism. Westbound 5570 at 4th Street, there's an accident. The left shoulder jams back. Left lane blocks all the way back to 64. There are no delays. Then to the Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound 55 at Bayless, there's an accident. All lanes are now open. That accident, the entrance ramp from Bayless still is blocked, so traffic jams at Lindbergh. Eastbound 70 between 94 and Blanchett Bridge, look for a major road construction. Two left lanes are closed through the fall. Traffic jams all the way back past east of 94. Eastbound 40 at Mason, that traffic is easing up this hour. Northbound 270 at 44. Look for slow traffic. Westbound 270 between Lilac and Washington Elizabeth. Everything's moving steady. Eastbound 44 between the Chrysler Plant and Sappington. No problems to report. Eastbound 40 between 270 and Brentwood. Everything is on the move. And your bridges stack up like this. Westbound 64 to 5570 merge. Look for slow traffic there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank onto Laclede's Landing. Everything is on the move there. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the Kentucky Department of Tourism. Trace the footsteps of pioneers, presidents, and modern-day heroes, all within a day's drive. Kentucky, come feel our unbridled spirit. Call 1-800-225-TRIP for more details. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. For today, mostly cloudy, a high in the mid-70s. This evening, partly cloudy, a 40% chance of showers with a low around 70. For Saturday, mostly cloudy with scattered showers. The high should be in the mid-80s. Saturday evening, partly cloudy once again with a low around 70. And Sunday, partly sunny skies, a 40% chance of showers with a high in the mid-80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 69 degrees under cloudy skies. Lambert Field is reporting 67 in clouds. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. Us up next, we'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother.
Welcome back to the wake-up call. This is Liz Brown living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff, to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Ooh, wasn't that something? Wasn't that something? 454, looking black. Wasn't that something? Lord, we have much to talk about. Everything is connected. Everything is connected, and you got to remember that. You got to. Governments engage in political sleights of hands all the time. Don't pay attention to that man behind the curtain. Look over here. Be distracted with the demonization of the continent of Africa. But don't notice that the same country, the same government, the same entities that are demonizing Africa are over there raping and pillaging everything that Africa has to offer. No, don't forget that. Don't be distracted. Do not be distracted. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Dolores, good morning.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Brown.
You're welcome.
For your guest. Mm-hmm. It was excellent.
Yes, it was.
When I was a child, it was taught to us, King Leopold,
mm-hmm.
in cartoon form.
Mm-hmm.
And it reinforced demonology regarding the blackest Africa and its descendants.
The heart of darkness.
You know, I got to see it. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for your guest.
My pleasure. 454-0400 is my phone number. Pat, good morning.
Yes, Liz, I loved it. I loved it talking about the world. Liz.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, Liz.
Turn your radio down. Turn your radio.
Talking about everything on the earth, huh?
That's right.
I love you, girl.
All right. Okay.
There you go.
All right.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thanks for your call. You know, I mean, I understand that the feelings of folks out there, because it's tying things together. It's making things clear. And understand and know that folks will always fight you on making things clear, because there's a danger in making things clear. Check it out. This is out of the Secretary General of the world's most celebrated human rights organization. She says Guantanamo has become the gulag of our time. The gulag of our time. Guantanamo has become the gulag of our time. Gulag archipelago. Howard, can you give me a dictionary, please? Because a dictionary. Because, yes, I am, I want to make clear. I want to make clear. Me thinks that my good government protests too much, about the terminology of the language that is being used against them. The dictionary describes or defines gulag, and I want to be clear on this. Because it has been said by the Secretary General of the world's most celebrated human rights organization that we have become a gulag. And to hear the human cry coming out of our good government, you would have thought that somebody said something about their mama. Bush has said that the United States was founded upon and dedicated to the cause of human dignity. Indeed. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax get to me. Tony.
Hey, Liz, how you doing this morning?
I'm outstanding.
Yeah, I'm just, thank you, Liz. I heard your guest on there, Looking Black, and that was fabulous.
Wasn't that an incredible story?
It was beautiful, Liz, because it keeps painting the picture clearer and clearer, and sooner or later people are going to begin to see and come to an understanding of what's going on and begin to redirect their energies and straighten these situations out. You know, the same thing happened with Africa, Liz, is pretty much what's going on in Iraq, you know.
That's right.
Yeah, all over that part of the world. And, you know, every time I think of Iraq, Liz, you know what pops into my head? Rosewood.
Mm-hmm.
And Black Wall Street.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody did something to that woman, she cried, and every black person was indiscriminately just attacked. Somebody did something to this country, and now it was coming on.
Wait a minute. Let's not unintentionally minimize it. It wasn't that people were simply attacked. An entire city, entire town was burned to the ground. People were raped. People were murdered to get them out of this town. So they weren't just mad about something that somebody said, which was a lie.
Right.
They burned a town to the ground. With regard to the Black Wall Street, they bombed the town.
Mm-hmm.
So let's be clear.
Yeah. I was rushing because I was short on time.
Okay.
But and you cleared it up everything. But and that's what I see when I every time I think of Iraq, Rosewood and Black Wall Street pops into my head.
Very good.
Okay, Liz, you take it. Have a good day.
Thank you so much. You too. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me, Joe.
Yes, Liz.
Yes,
how you doing?
I'm
this
outstanding.
Morning?
How are you?
Good. I haven't heard from you in some time. I was most appreciative of you having that brother on this morning. That's the book, in fact, that I showed you about a year and a half ago, Hearts
okay.
of Darkness.
Okay, okay.
And it was it's a small book,
mm-hmm.
but it's very, very much to the point.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of Black Wall Street, I had an uncle years ago who was actually a participant in that situation.
Is he still alive?
He died a few years ago,
okay.
but he actually picked up a rifle and start defending himself.
Mm-hmm. Got to.
And oh yes, and he had to run out of the city. In fact, for several days, but he took some people down with him. He didn't just
go quietly into the
violently.
Night. Uh-huh. Go quietly
okay.
into the nope. night. Uh-huh.
Oh no! There were many of us who fought back,
mm-hmm.
Black Wall Street. So don't let the story go as though we just took it mildly.
All right now. Thanks for your call, John.
Good hearing. Good seeing you.
454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Ben.
Oh, good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
When you listen to stories about Africa, you wonder why they have such enormous poverty over there and people can't afford AIDS, drugs, so forth, with all the minerals and wealth that that continent has that's under the feet of the people. So it's got to be that they're getting ripped off by the Western countries. I mean, that should have been, should have registered a long time ago. As far as Guantanamo being like the Russian prison camp Gulag, it did ruffle some feathers in Washington, Donald Rumsfeld especially.
Mm-hmm.
But, everybody knows it's true. They know what's going on in Afghan, how they're just paying warlords to capture anybody and label them a terrorist or Taliban member or ex-Al-Qaeda. It doesn't, these people don't carry Taliban ID cards. So they just make it up, and then they get bounty for that. They get paid by the CIA for every prisoner that they can bring in.
That's right. I talked about that yesterday. And we had callers that called in and said, how do you know that they didn't do anything wrong?
I remember that. Mm-hmm. I remember hearing that, and the guy. But I have seen that other place
mm-hmm.
on the BBC, and somebody mentioned it on C-SPAN.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how long, but. The government here, how long are they going to keep giving this rosy outlook for Iraqi democracy when the insurgency seems to be getting stronger?
For how long, all you have to do is listen to what Dick Cheney said after Amnesty International had an entire report talking about the abuse of people's civil rights at Guantanamo. He says, and I quote, "For Amnesty International to suggest that somehow the United States is a violator of human rights, frankly, I just don't take them seriously." Huh? Huh?
Well,
I mean, this, the United States was born out of the abuse of people's human rights.
Slavery never happened.
That's right. That's right.
You know, the civil rights people, a whole entire people, American people, had to fight, die, demonstrate, get lynched to get their normal citizens' rights. I mean, what rock has he been under all this time, or does he think
an oil-covered rock? An oil-covered rock.
An oil-covered slippery rock.
Thanks for your call, Ben. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Hello.
Yes, Kevin.
Yeah, how you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
You know, that's kind of like what they did to Saddam Hussein. They demonized him.
Mm-hmm.
Even your caller, I'm the caller that came in, was wondering why he made that disparaging mark.
That's right. That's right.
And it brought up images of how they said that Africa people were boiling people and cannibals.
Mm-hmm.
When there's no true, the only true cannibals that they can really document were in Europe, because
mm-hmm.
there were no cannibals in Africa, in that part of Africa. And it's that's how they did it. I mean, he kept on with it, saying how Saddam Hussein brought people out, was executing them. You know, there's no evidence that he did all these horrible, horrible things, but, you know.
It's interesting to me that people that would define themselves as liberal-minded people, oftentimes the first thing that they say is that, now Saddam Hussein was a monster. You know, again, you are doing the thing that you accuse others of by demonizing or removing from the human existence somebody based upon your assessment of Saddam Hussein largely comes from the same people that you're saying are lying about the Iraq war.
But you know what, Liz? I'm not saying that there weren't some horrible politics going on in that country at that time. But Saddam Hussein wasn't dealing with people who marched peacefully for change either. You know, they fight over there.
Well, but here's the thing. I am just resistant to the idea that in order to justify your position over here, I mean, you have to demonize, say that this is a horrible, horrible, horrible person, you know, blah, blah, blah. I don't trust that. I mean, if you are going to assess a particular country, I don't trust you using the same information that has been used to demonize my people, my country, and what has happened in my history.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks for your call.
Great show. Bye.
All right. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz. How are you, Smike?
I'm outstanding.
Great. You know, I really enjoyed your guest, and I went to the website, the Black Star.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it a wonderful website?
It is outstanding.
Isn't it a, it is a wonderful website?
And it would be included with my list of black websites where I depend on getting accurate and truthful news.
There you go.
But, you know, there's one story on there that really brought my attention and brought me to realize that some of the events that's going on today. It's a story about a 76-year-old Texan, a black man who was freed from prison.
Mm-hmm.
And he had been wrongfully convicted in a store robbery 42 years ago, and he spent over four decades for a crime that he never committed. And guess the events that led up to his confession. He had some sheriff deputies that extracted his confession by taking his fingers and crushing them between cell bars.
Mm.
And that reminded me of Guantanamo and also Eric, the prison over in Iraq. I can't pronounce the name of it.
Abu Ghraib,
there you go. And, you know, when you hear about these stories about them desecrating the Quran, and, you know, based on my experience here in America, in the United States, you know, I definitely believe and know that these things did happen. But this poor gentleman has spent four decades of his life behind bars, and based on, you know, something typical of the extractions of confessions from people by imposing these type of torturous means upon him. And if I'm not mistaken, I also seen another clip of prisoners that was taken to the Texas jails where they had dogs sicked on them. I think that was produced by Reverend Rice.
Mm-hmm.
Where you have prisons that's overflowing here.
That's right.
In Missouri and some of the northern states.
They sold the prisoners from here to ship them to Texas, and they sick dogs on them, and they did horrific things to them, and we're supposed to believe that that's not going on in Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah, a person would have to be completely out of their mind. Thank you very much.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm outstanding.
I enjoyed listening to your guest, but and I thought about when he was talking about how the people were demonized when I was in the third grade. And I should never forget this picture, and I'm in my 70s.
What year was that? What year would that have been?
I'm in my 70s now, and I was in third grade then. Okay. But they portrayed an African boy in our geography book as Lem Weechi, and he had a bone through his nose. Now, this is supposed to have been typical, and that's the reason why I said I never can forget that. The other thing is that we have got to stop saying the Middle East. There is no Middle East. Iraq is part of Africa, and we've got to say that every chance we get. They are still taking Africans and the African wealth and using it for themselves. And the other thing is that Pierce City, Arkansas, was another one of those places where the whites decided that they wanted what the blacks had, and they concocted some kind of story and did the same thing as they did in Rosewood. We got to start the research, and I would ask anybody, if you got any old people in your family, any elders, ages, 90s, 100, still living, ask them what happened, because we may not know of all the cities and towns in America where people have been run out of everything. They said, we always been told, pull yourself up by your bootstraps, when these people have cut the boot, burned the boot, thrown away the boot, and then asking us to put, almost every African in this country has pulled himself up by his bootstraps, even into this 21st century, because the jobs have gone overseas, people had good jobs all of a sudden. And this is something else, and this is my last statement in America about this country. Yesterday I was in the store, and I saw where we're going to be in a depression in 2 months. That was on the front page of one of these tabloids, but I think it's something we could really follow. And you have a wonderful program. Keep up the good work.
Thanks for your call. We're going to take a break, folks. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. My number here is 454-0400 is the phone number. Email lizbrown@sbcglobal.net. Long distance 1-877-920-WGNU. Stay with me.
But I always lose the war. I keep right on stumbling, and there's no man's land out here. But I know. Yes, I know. There must be a better world somewhere.
Good morning, St. Louis. 31 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. We'll look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. Northbound 55 between Lindbergh. That has returned back to normal after an earlier accident. Westbound 40 between Clayton, Warson, and Lindbergh. There's a disabled vehicle. The right lane is blocked. Expect a backup this hour. Eastbound 70 from 94 to the Blanchett Bridge. Major road construction has two left lanes closed until the fall. Traffic backs up approaching 5th Street. Northbound 270 at 44. That traffic is starting to ease up now. Westbound 270 between Bell Fountain and New Florissant Road. Look for everything to be moving steady. Westbound 255 from Telegraph to Lemay Ferry. Nothing to report this hour. Eastbound 44 between Antire and Merrimack River Bridge. Everything is on the move. Eastbound 40 between 270 and Big Bend. Look for no problems to report there. Your bridge approaches stack up like this. Westbound 5570 at the Poplar Street Bridge. That has got normal traffic this hour. Westbound Kingbridge traffic before Laclede's Landing all the way in. Everything is moving steady. And southbound 61 between Pittman Road and 70. Look for the right lane to be closed due to construction, as well as in both directions. I-44 at Jameson Bridge maintenance operations. Expect lane closures going on there. And northbound 170 at the Galleria Parkway and Forest Park Parkway. Look for road construction. The right lane is closed. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. Looking for the perfect Father's Day gift? Stop by Napa and get a special edition Napa Orange County Choppers 53-piece gear driver tool set for just $39.99. Napa, get the good stuff. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Mostly cloudy today, a high to mid to upper 70s for this evening. Partly cloudy, a 40% chance of showers with a low around 70. For Saturday, mostly cloudy, scattered showers to continue with a high in the mid 80s. Saturday evening, partly cloudy with a low around 70. And then Sunday, partly sunny skies with a 40% chance of showers. The high should be in the mid 80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we are holding steady at 69 degrees under cloudy skies. Lambert Field has 68 in clouds as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. Is up next. We'll take another look at your news, your weather, and a final look at traffic in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I can almost feel the sun beating down on me and the sand beneath my feet. But there's no way I'm going to get to the beach anytime soon.
Mom, it's so much fun to stay in a hotel. Can we go somewhere, please?
That's it. We'll have a mini vacation at Executive West Hotel with their Six Flags Kentucky Kingdom package. I heard the West is like brand new with a classy renovation. You will love it.
Yeah, we get to stay in a hotel with a pool and go to Six Flags Kentucky Kingdom.
You can get an overnight package at Executive West Hotel and two admissions to Six Flags Kentucky Kingdom for only $109. And we don't even have to pay to park.
And don't forget, Mom, there's a free shuttle ride from Executive West Hotel to the park and back.
And with Executive West Hotel's health club, I'll get my workout in and never miss a beat.
And can we get room service too?
Now you can enjoy the newly renovated rooms at Executive West Hotel, but with the same exemplary service they have always offered. Call now 1-800-626-2708. That's 1-800-626-2708. Executive West Hotel.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears. 3425 Union. Black-owned and black-operated. Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
If I go a million miles away, I'd fly. Each and every day, 'cause honey, nothing can ever change this love I have for you.
Welcome back. Make me weak. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Howard Dean. I hate the Republicans and everything they stand for, but I admire their discipline and their organization. He said that at an Association of Democratic State Chairs meeting on January 29th. Quote, you think the Republican National Committee could get this many people of color in a single room? Only if they had hotel staff in here. February 11th meeting with the Congressional Black Caucus. Quote, Republicans are mean. They are not nice people. Air America, April 4th. House Majority Leader Tom DeLay ought to go back to Houston where he can serve his jail sentence, May 14th, at the Massachusetts Democratic Convention. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. We have much, much, much to talk about. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Liz, you know, a lie goes a long way, but truth overtakes it, don't it? Mm. You know, they have a library in Timbuktu. It's 4,000 years old. They know their history. That's why you're not going to say anything about the Muslims, because the Muslims know what's happening. They got history to tell them. But you know, another thing about it, when Clinton went down there and said he was sorry, you know,
Wait a minute. Bill Clinton did not say he was sorry. He didn't apologize for this country. In fact, what he said, and one of the things that he said was, you know, looking around at all of the successful people of African descent that are with me right now,
you know, I'm inclined to think that some good came out of that horrible thing. He didn't apologize for Jack.
Well, you can say anything. See, they have geranium, and they have geranium down, and they need that, and they kind of find some way to get it.
All right.
See, this is the way they go to get it. But you know, that's United. I don't hold nothing against the Muslims because the Muslims know the truth. You know, down in Timbuktu, you know it has been a library down there for 4,000 years, and they know what's happening. We're the one who don't know because we transferred here. But these are evil people. You know that they're really evil. And King Leopold was just as evil as anybody else. They grabbing, they greedy. Well, I can understand because they're the minority of the group viewed in the world. But why would you want to do that?
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You're on the wake-up call.
Hello, Liz?
Yes.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you something. What is an insurgent?
An insurgent.
Well,
just trying to think through the definition of surge and insurgency, it's a response to a circumstance that someone finds themselves in.
Okay, well, they refer to the Syrians and the Iranese or the folks from Iran.
Iranians.
Okay, as insurgents. They're insurgents. They don't belong. The United States soldiers over there are insurgents.
Well, you know what? You are probably right. You are probably right.
Yeah. And then I wanted to ask you another question. They're always talking about support the troops. Support the troops. How many members of Congress and members of the Senate have relatives over there?
One, I believe. One or two.
Is that supporting the troops?
No.
I mean, I'm confused.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they talk about support the troops. To my mind, supporting the troops would be getting them the hell out of there as quick as they could.
I'm looking at the definition of insurgency.
Mm-hmm.
The first definition is the state of being insurgent. The second definition is, in international law, any uprising against a government of less gravity than a revolution. So the people that are fighting the United States, are they fighting the government? Or are they fighting what the United States is not the government is?
Well, they killed tens of thousands of them when they were indiscriminately dropping bombs over there.
So I think that is an ironic use of the people that are fighting the United States. They're
right.
Not fighting the government. I mean, the United States destroyed the government.
And they came in there and made it illegal for them to have any weaponry, any firearms or anything like that.
All right.
So the point I was trying to make here, they keep I get so sick of hearing them use that term, and it applies to them. They're insurgents.
And an insurgent is a rebellious against an existing government. That would make us the insurgents, wouldn't it?
That would
make us the insurgents.
Yeah, they keep using the term.
Gotcha.
The American soldiers are insurgents because they're in a country that was sovereign, and they came in, overturned the government, killed the different people, and now they're there illegally.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. Get up. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
Yes.
I just wanted to ask you something. You know, people are always telling us to get over our heritage and what happened to us in the past, like Rosewood. And they'll say, well, my ancestors did that. We didn't do that. But things are still happening today as far as racism. It's just well hidden. And
I think it's less well hidden and more well denied. It's more professionally denied today than it has been, more effectively denied. It ain't hidden. It's the same stuff. There are nooses still being hung in people's places of business. It's more professionally and effectively denied today.
If records were well kept, we would own a lot of America. Records wasn't well kept of the wrongdoing that was done back then.
All right now.
Would you agree?
Yeah. Absolutely. But, and even the records that are well kept, there are photographs of the millions of Africans that don't have hands today in the Congo because of a serial murderer, Leopold, because of the serial murdering that he did.
Well, one more thing, Liz. What about the history? Our history is not being taught in these schools. About the only thing.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. I agree with you. And before I know where you're headed. That's why it is so critical that people are involved in the selection of their school board. If your history is not being taught in your school, God knows you need to be up in that school board, up on that school board, because that's where the decisions are being made.
Have a good morning.
Take care of yourself. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
How you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
And George, I guess.
Thank you.
And this is what I can't seem to understand. And I know that your guest was telling the truth. But when the majority of white folks would say that you're racist, and this is the question, is it that the majority of white folks are so ignorant, or is they just don't care?
I can't answer the question of the motivation of an individual that would assess the discussion that was had on looking black as racist. I can't begin to assess the motivation for that. All I can do is to I don't even want to respond to an accusation that has no validity.
Well, why would they say that you're a racist?
Well, again, I don't even want to have that discussion. I don't care why somebody would tell a lie about people. I don't care. We need to talk about what the truth is. I can't spend my time speculating about the motivation of people that tell lies.
But I noticed the fellas say the more we look into this, the more you see.
That's right.
But if that's true, who see it?
A whole lot of people saw it today.
But I know they see it, but if people don't care.
Well, again, we can never be slowed down or concerned about the people who refuse to sleep. See, I am never trying to open the eyes of people that are determined to keep them closed. I'm trying to get information to people that have their eyes open and want to know. You know, I ain't tripping on the people that tell lies, that ain't trying to see, that aren't trying to get to a better place. Ain't got time for that.
Well, that's the reason why I say the difference in knowledge and education.
Thanks for your call.
That makes all the difference to me.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. We're taking a break. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up. Get to me. A lot of information to put out here. Let's get some more of it done. I'll be back.
Pass away safe in my arms. You're only sleeping. What can you see? All the horizon. Why do the white gulls call?
Wake-up call global news update is brought to you by
BlackOwnWeb.com, an internet directory of black-owned businesses. To find a black-owned business, log on www.blackownedweb.com, or to get your business listed, call 994-3107, 994-3107, BlackOwnWeb.com.
This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Tucson. Border Patrol agents in the southern Arizona sector say assaults against them are on the rise. The situation has become so bad that some of them are now patrolling in modified vehicles that have caging around the passenger areas to protect them against rocks and boulders being thrown by smugglers. In addition, vehicle rammings by smugglers are also increasing. And when agents stop suspicious vehicles to look for illegals, the number of incidents where they attempt to run over the agents is increasing as well. So far this year, the Tucson office reports 163 acts of assaults against agents. That's compared to 118 in all of last year. And Dateline Beijing. China and Boeing have inked a huge deal for some $600 million to produce parts for airplanes, including the new Boeing 787 Dreamliner. A division of the China Aviation Industry Corporation will make the rudder for the 787, as well as doors for the 737 aircraft. The deal is seen as a vote of confidence for the Chinese plane maker's technology and manufacturing capability. Over 3,500 Boeing aircraft have major parts that are built in China. That number represents one-third of all Boeing planes in the world. A high-ranking Boeing official says Chinese manufacturing is helping the company meet quality, cost, and delivery specifications and demonstrates the Chinese important role in outsourcing work for the 787, 777, 747, and 737 airliners made by Boeing. This is your Wake-Up Call Global News Update, brought to you by
BlackOwnWeb.com, an internet directory of black-owned businesses. To find a black-owned business, log on www.blackownedweb.com, or to get your business listed, call 994-3107, 994-3107, BlackOwnedWeb.com.
To me, summer is family time, a time to spend with the kids doing stuff we all love to do, which is why we go to Worlds of Fun. That and the fact that they have lots of coasters. Mamba, Timberwolf, Spinning Dragons, Boomerang. I like to ride them all. Of course, World of Fun has stuff for the kids, too. Mine loved the new Peanuts Playhouse at Camp Snoopy. They played and played, took a little break, and then played and played some more. Then, if we need to cool off, we go to Oceans of Fun, where we ride the water slides, Typhoon and Diamond Head, and then the tube ride, Caribbean Cooler, Aruba Tuba, and Hurricane Falls. And finally, the wave pool. Another great thing is we can stay the night at the new Worlds of Fun Village Resort. Talk about easy.
Worlds of Fun and Oceans of Fun. Do one park or do both with the ride and slide ticket.
It's so cool.
Open daily. Make reservations for the new Worlds of Fun Village Resort or book your Joe Cool's Backyard Barbecue at worldsoffun.com.
Are you looking to get your transmission fixed? Well, take it on over to Roy's Transmission, where you get great quality, great price, and great service. Some transmission shops will tell you you have to tear your transmission down to fix it. No, you don't. Take it on over to Roy's, and he will hook your transmission up, run a diagnostic on it, and tell you what's wrong with it and how much it will cost to fix it. Roy's Transmission, 5524 Riverview. That's 5524 Riverview. Or give him a call at 383-2019. 383-2019. Roy's Transmission.
Hello, this is Ella Allen Cohen, host of the Gospel Soul Train broadcast. Join me every Saturday evening at 6:30 as we lift up Jesus with the best gospel music in St. Louis. We also bring you the latest church news you need to know. So join me, Ella Allen Cohen, on the Gospel Soul Train Saturday evening at 6:30 here on WGNU.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is the phone number, 454-6609 is the fax. And the toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Voices in Wartime. We're going to have a wonderful discussion tonight at 7:10 at the Tivoli. Powerful documentary on what war is about. It's really a powerful, beautiful, told through the voices of poets and experts and observers and people who have been to war. It's a powerful, powerful documentary going to be tonight at 7:10. We're going to have a discussion after the movie. I'm going to be leading the discussion. Sandra Vago is also going to be there to talk about it. We have, this is a wonderful opportunity to see something like this and to be able to have a discussion afterwards. Also, there's going to be a showing at 9 o'clock Saturday and Sunday. Saturday and Sunday at 2:45, at 5:15, at 7:10, and 9 p.m. It's going to be 1 week only. So there will be question and answer sessions after the screenings tonight at 7:10, Sunday at 2:45, and Monday at 7:10. Voices in Wartime. You need to really check this out. The reason why folks need to go and participate in this is because if there isn't support shown for movies that bring this kind of information to you, then theaters will not show these movies. They'll say that people are not interested in going to them. So it's another reason to go out and to check this movie out. It's really fabulous. It's really a fabulous documentary. And that's tonight at 7:10, but you can also see it at 9 o'clock and Saturday and Sunday at 2:45 and 5:15 and 7:10 and 9 p.m., 1 week only. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning. Juanita, good morning. Good morning, Juanita. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. There's a story that is buried in the business section of the of one of the papers that I have in front of me. I have a million papers in front of me. A story that talks about how the there is a stepping down at BET. The man that was the CEO of BET, Robert Johnson, 59, will retire as CEO and chairman of BET 5 years after selling it to Viacom for $3 billion. Deborah Lee, BET's president since 1969, will succeed him. I don't expect to see many changes. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get to us. Is there a cost for name calling? Is there a cost to name calling between government officials? North Korea said Thursday it's ending its decade-old, 10-year-old program that searches for and recovers the remains of Americans still missing from the Korean War. North Korea has refused to return to, says I'm not going to return to a six-nation talks on its nuclear program. Why? Because the United States has hostility towards the nation. Dick Cheney accused the president of starving his people. And what's fascinating is that there is a quote in USA Today, just to show you how you got to go outside of American newspapers. There's a quote from the foreign ministry in North Korea. And it's a quote that reads, Dick Cheney is hated as the most cruel monster and bloodthirsty beast as he has drenched various parts of the world in blood. That's a quote that's in the paper. But where's the quote of Dick Cheney? all the paper says, all the USA Today says, is on Thursday, North Korean Foreign Ministry lashed out at Vice President Cheney for remarks he made accusing North Korea dictator of starving his people to pursue nuclear weapons. Where's the exact quote from Dick Cheney? It's significant that the quotes from Cheney are not there, but the quotes from Kim Jong are there. It's not about the crime. It's about those who stand accused of the crime. And just in our column that we will mark, more bad news. Scientists have shown for the first time that exposure to environmental toxins can cause permanent genetic changes that are passed down through generations. According to a report in today's edition of the journal Science, a team was working with two commonly used chemicals and an insecticide called methichlor and a fungicide called visicozin. Both are known to cause infertility in male offspring of pregnant animals. Scientists were looking at rats and their offspring, but when the offspring had offspring, the researchers were shocked by what they found in the second generation. And they were even more surprised by subsequent generations of lab rats. Lo and behold, they had the same infertility problems. You think anybody's going to stop those chemicals being sold in the United States? Alfred.
Yes.
Yes.
Why you don't talk about more of the local issues? A lot of these things you be talking about, I mean, it's, you know, I don't see where the interest come in from the people that's trying to do things here. You should be with more of things going on in this area, or at least the United States. We can't do nothing about that stuff going on overseas.
Oh, baby, you need to stop. You need to stop listening to the show because you are not able to learn anything from the show. So don't hurt yourself anymore. Stop listening. It doesn't matter what's going on over there. Okay, we'll stop talking about Iraq. We'll stop talking about Africa. Don't hurt yourself anymore. Oh, it's got to hurt to listen to stuff like this. Don't hurt yourself anymore. Stop listening. My name is Liz Brown. This is The Wake Up Call. We're going to talk about some more stuff that's going to hurt you. How to take better care of your health with Healthy Futures. Linda McKirkland, Program Director, is going to be here with us as we continue our journey towards a healthy future in the next hour. I'm Liz Brown. This is The Wake Up Call. Stay with me.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Liz White. 12 regular people are about to decide the fate of a pop star. Closing arguments end, and then the jury gets the Michael Jackson child molestation case.
The defense will no doubt return to 3 points it said created reasonable doubt. A lack of forensic evidence, a lack of an independent witness, and what defense lawyer Tom Mesereau called the accuser's history of lies under oath. The prosecutor asked the jury to use common sense. He held pictures of pornography found at Neverland and asked, "Are you confident with a middle-aged man getting in bed with a 13-year-old who possesses material like this?"
ABC's Aaron Katursky in Santa Maria, California, where
the Santa Barbara County Sheriff's Department, the Santa Maria Police Department are both ready for the verdict to happen as soon as today. There'll be 80 new police officers here if that happens. Expected in court today, some huge star power, Janet Jackson and LaToya Jackson, are both expected to be with their brother today.
ABC's Jim Avila. Natalie Holloway never showed up for her flight home, and police in Aruba say they're doing all they can to find the Alabama teen. She vanished 4 days ago on a senior trip, last seen getting into a car outside a club.
We want everybody, as many people as we can, to pray for Natalie.
She's a classmate. The family's offering a reward. A suicide bombing north of Baghdad's the latest in a wave of recent violence. The bomber rammed his car into a house, killing at least 10 people. But ABC's Nick Watt tells us
the Iraqi government claims Operation Lightning, its ambitious plan to secure Baghdad, has improved security by 60%. It's unclear what that figure is based on, but the government claims 28 insurgents have been killed and 700 captured.
New numbers just out. Only 78,000 new jobs added last month, the lowest level since September of 2001. So is it time to worry?
No. I mean, if we have two-week numbers in a row, then I think it's time to start worrying a little bit.
Stephen Stanley with RBS Greenwich. The unemployment rate itself actually dropped down to 5.1%. This is ABC News.
What do a KitchenAid mixer, Oshkosh Playware, and sandals have in common? They're all early bird specials you'll find at Kohl's Super Saturday. This Saturday from 7 a.m. to noon only. You'll find eye-opening specials like 60% off all junior sew bottoms, 50 to 60% off men's shorts and all Aero polos, sandals for the family at 60% off, and all Oshkosh Playware for 50% off. Plus, get extra savings on all kitchen electrics. When the sun rises this Saturday, the prices go down at Kohl's. Kohl's, expect great things.
Have a bewitching summer at Super 8 and get $250 in discount coupons with every stay. Enter the Stay a Spell sweepstakes and you'll have a chance to win 1 million trip rewards points. Or play our online game and you could be one of 600 winners of $100 worth of gas. The Super 8 Stay a Spell sweepstakes. It could turn you into a winner. See Bewitched in theaters soon and we'll see you along the way. No purchase necessary. Legal residence 18 or older. Ends 9/15. Subject to rules at Super8.com.
This brings new meaning to bouncing baby.
It's bouncing to the beat of a different drummer. The Canadian researchers tested the abilities of babies to appreciate rhythm by having them listen to this drum beat. While mothers bounced half of them on every second beat and half on every third, they then played a different drum beat pattern and found the babies responded better to the pattern that matched how they had been bounced. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
He was using a porta potty when a West Virginia man lit a cigarette and, as he put it, the whole thing just detonated. John Dinkins isn't sure if he jumped or was blown out, but he claims the cigarette ignited methane gas leaking from a pipe, badly burning most of his body. He made the claim in a lawsuit that names a general contractor and a coal company and seeks $10 million in damages. I'm Liz White, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, an East Coast company will go to bat with the Cardinals to develop Ballpark Village in downtown St. Louis. The Cardinals announced yesterday that the Cordish Company of Baltimore will join the club to develop the 8 acres that the team owns north and east of the new stadium. It is expected that ground will be broken for Ballpark Village about 6 months after the new Busch Stadium opens in April 2006. Cardinal Chairman of the Board Bill DeWitt Jr. says the team will be a 50-50 partner in the development of the project, which will combine entertainment, office, retail, and residential space. Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich is applauding the state's Democratic lawmakers for pushing to include more education funding in the state budget. Blagojevich visited a Belleville preschool yesterday to highlight the most recent funding increase for early childhood education. The governor says his administration has increased early childhood education funding by more than 50% in the past 3 years.
Illinois now ranks in the top 3 states across the country in its commitment to 3- and 4-year-olds and giving them a chance to attend preschool so they can start early on and get ready to learn and get ready for school.
The Illinois legislature passed the state budget on Tuesday night, ending the session on time. Last year's legislative session lasted through the end of July. Gas prices across most of the country are continuing to decline as the summer driving season gets underway. The latest Metro Source Price at the Pump survey shows the national average price for self-serve regular unleaded dropped another 2 cents this week to $2.11 per gallon. The national average for premium also dropped 2 pennies to $2.29 per gallon. Most cities in the survey posted decreases of just a few cents, although Chicago led the pack with a 10-cent drop to $2.09 per gallon. On the other end of the spectrum, 3 cities, Cleveland, Louisville, and Omaha, experienced double-digit increases this week. Californians are still paying the highest prices in the nation. The average price for regular unleaded in Los Angeles, San Diego, and San Francisco is $2.44 per gallon. The best bargains this week are in Greenville, South Carolina, where unleaded is just $1.86 per gallon. Finally this hour, a 13-year-old from Poway, California, has won the Scripps National Spelling Bee. Anurag Kashyap correctly spelled Appoggiatura to capture the title yesterday in Washington, D.C.
Appoggiatura. A-P-P-O-G-G-I-A-T-U-R-A.
The definition of the word is an embellishing note falling on the beat and resolving to a main melodic note. Kashyap outlasted 272 other spellers from across the nation to win the crown. He also wins $22,000 in cash in addition to a $5,000 college scholarship. Kashyap was the only speller left in round 19 of the spelling bee after two spellers fell in round 18. 13-year-old Aliyah Duri stumbled on the word Truvai. 11-year-old Samir Patel failed to spell Rashian. This WGNU news report is brought to you by Xantrex 3, the most powerful diet pill in America, Xantrex 3. More weight loss, faster weight loss, energy to burn. Xantrex 3, yes. At stores nationwide or log on to Xantrex3.com. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 8 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by JCPenney. Eastbound 44 at Elm, that accident has been cleared. Eastbound 70 between 94 and the Blanchett Bridge. Major road construction has two left lanes closed until fall. Traffic is slow approaching 5th Street. Eastbound 40 at Jefferson, that exit is closed due to maintenance work. Westbound 40 between 170 and Lindbergh. Stop and go to an earlier stall. A tow truck is with the stall now, and it is on the shoulder. The northbound Route 3 ramp to westbound 5570 is closed through June for deck repairs. The alternate is take eastbound 5570 to 4th Street, then double back onto westbound 5570. There are no delays at this hour. Westbound 270 at 5570 and 255 over on the Illinois side. Look for various lanes closed going on throughout the day. In both directions, 44 Jamerson, you have bridge maintenance operations and some lane closures there. Northbound 170 between Galleria Parkway and Forest Park Parkway. Look for road construction having the right lane closed. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic is sponsored by JCPenney. Don't miss the JCPenney Saturday one-day-only bonus sale. Stores open at 8 a.m. with incredible doorbusters till 1. It's all inside JCPenney. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Mostly cloudy today, a high in the middle to upper 70s. For this evening, partly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers. Low should be around 70. For this evening, for Saturday, mostly cloudy again with scattered showers, a high in the mid-80s. Saturday evening, partly cloudy, another chance for showers with a low around 70. And then on Sunday, partly sunny skies, another chance for showers with a high in the mid-80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, under cloudy conditions, we have 72 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 68 and clouds as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's the Healthy Futures segment of the wake-up call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news and weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
The Healthy Family, presented by the Missouri Division of Alcohol and Drug Abuse, reminding you to keep alcohol out of the hands of kids. Learn more at MissouriPrevention.org.
Women who reach the age of colon cancer screening or are at high risk should ask about a method of screening and whether it's for them. A new study found that the screening tool sigmoidoscopy missed precancerous growths in almost two-thirds of women. There were about 1,400 women ages 50 to 79 in the study. A sigmoidoscope is a flexible tube that examines the lower 2 feet of a person's colon. A colonoscope examines the entire length of a person's colon, requires a sedative, and is more than twice as expensive. The study authors say, based on these findings, that women should not rely on the results of sigmoidoscopy. A previous government-funded study found a failure rate of the sigmoidoscopy in men that wasn't nearly as high as that in women. Consult with your health care provider about which method is best for you. I'm Julie Anderson with the Healthy Family.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think
shot and was killed tonight.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air from the brothers. Top
but the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal privileges.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
It's time once again for Healthy Futures, the weekly radio program that provides you with information on how to take better care of yourself and live a more healthy life. Remember, good health truly is in your own hands. And now, Healthy Futures with Liz Brown and our guest for this week.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Healthy Futures with me, Liz Brown, and, of course, Linda McKirkland, Program Director for Healthy Futures. Linda, good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
How are you?
Doing great.
Very good. Let us begin, as we always do.
Good morning, listening audience. Again, just want to say thank you for our sponsors, Support a Child International and Eternity Deli, and also Healthy Futures, a program that's partly funded by the Missouri Foundation for Health. We basically teach nutrition education and physical fitness to children, and we also have an adult component. And I also want to say today that I wanted to invite the audience to a June 25th event at the Wohl Community Center at 1515 North Kings Highway. We are ending the two-year pilot project of Healthy Futures.
Okay.
And we want to have a community event just to say thank you to all of our partners. Thank you to all of the schools that we've been in, the community-based sites. Thank you for the community at large, just for allowing us to do this magnificent work. So we're inviting everyone to come out and join us on June 25th at the Wohl Community Center, 1515 North Kings Highway.
And that again, June what?
June 25th.
June 25th. And so we'll be talking about that as we get closer
yes.
to it.
Yes.
Very good. I want to underscore again why we're doing this, why we're talking about Healthy Futures every week.
We're talking about Healthy Futures every week because we are, again, empowering the listening audience to take control of their own health, to understand that that is a possibility and is not as difficult as we may think it is. It's just as simple as the choices that we make every day or the awareness of information that we may have not taken seriously, we may have never heard about or known about, but to just be able to say your health is in the palm of your own hands.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It can be done.
Can be
it
done.
Absolutely can be done.
Can be done.
So what are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about food additives.
Mm.
Again, we seriously encourage the increased consumption of fresh fruits and vegetables. And so, and also on the show, we also try to provide practical realities of how you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of us, we don't think about, you know, the fresh fruits and vegetables and how we can prepare them. But while we are talking about fresh fruits and vegetables, we have to talk about what they're putting in our foods.
Mm-hmm.
And because this is a big deal.
It's a big deal, and it also gives you a reason, motivates some people, puts people on a greater sense of urgency of why we need to move to fresh fruits and vegetables.
Yes.
Because of what they're putting in the food that is not fresh vegetables and
fruit. Absolutely, because with your fresh fruits and vegetables, and if you make that the very foundation of your diet, even if you had foods with other stuff in it, you greatly minimize your risk of getting diseases.
Right.
So that's what we're saying to the general audience, that make fresh fruits and vegetables the
foundation.
The foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other things are just like little extras.
You know, and again, because you can't, I'm looking at, there's a story coming out of USA Today about a new way that they are going to try to capitalize on our poor eating habits. Marketers are cashing in as nation bellies up to the snack bar. Barbecue chicken fries are coming out of Burger King.
Barbecue chicken fries.
Okay, they're making them in a tall container with that they look like French fries, and they're packaged for convenience, and they have the dipping sauce right in the lid of the container. New ways to get fast food even faster into your body. And capitalizing on the fact that fewer and fewer of us are sitting down and having meals.
Right.
We're snacking. We are snacking our way into extraordinary obesity.
Obesity and diseases.
And diseases. Mm-hmm. And absolute diseases. So that's another reason why we need to know about the additives that they're putting in foods.
Absolutely. So let's just begin by just providing a definition for the listening audience of what food additives are. And so, just by definition, they are substances or mixtures of substances other than your basic food stuff that are present in as a result of any aspect of production, processing, storage, or packaging. In other words, it's something chemically added to your food that's not the actual fruit or vegetable itself or grain.
Very good.
So basically, you know, just in layman's term, because we want people to really understand what we're talking about.
Okay.
So those are food additives. And there are some basic things that we need to do in begin to understand food additives. And the first thing is, again, going back to reading food labels. That is so important, because when you begin to at least take the time to read food labels, you will see and understand that there are things in your food that we have no clue as a layperson what those things are and what they're supposed to do for the foods. Now, the chemicals or the additives that they basically put in the foods are basically used to preserve the food or enhance the quality. Well, I have a whole list.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of the actual reasons why they put additives in your food, it's to improve quality of the food.
From their perspective,
mm-hmm. improve the nutritional value. And when they're talking about improving nutritional value, when you see foods that are enriched,
mm-hmm.
that you see vitamins and minerals that have been added in. Because when you process any fresh fruit or vegetable or any whole grain, in the processing, you're stripping all of the nutrients out of the foods.
And, you know, yellow rice is a product of adding vitamin B12 or something to the rice. I mean, it's not naturally grown rice. It's food that has been processed.
Right, and they add food coloring.
We'll
talk about that later.
Okay.
Also, additives are used to enhance the quality and the consumer acceptability of a product. And that's important, Liz, because that's why your apples are shiny red, and they're not the dull things that you can go and pick off a tree, because marketers understand that if a consumer had a choice between a dull apple or one that's shiny and red, they're going to choose the one that's shiny and red.
And let us be clear of why consumers would make that selection. It's because they have been programmed to see a shiny,
polished apple
as the preference.
As the preference.
You didn't come out of your mama's womb believing that a shiny apple was better than a dull. That you were programmed into that.
Right, absolutely. We study aesthetics. So aesthetics are important to people. But and it should be to a certain degree, but not when it comes to healthy food choices.
And another example of it is that people have come to expect that broccoli will not look bright green like
right.
it is, that mm-hmm. broccoli only it looks like broccoli when it is that deep green, that cooked green.
Right, right.
Okay?
That's
so,
true.
I mean,
that's
you
true.
Are programmed into seeing it that way.
That's true, and that's why, you know, manufacturers are adding chemicals to the products to make them look appealing
mm-hmm.
because you have to. I mean, we'll begin to talk about later how they use certain chemical additives to make your meat look pink and fresh when it's not.
Oh, and there's one more thing that they do that is just mind-blowing to me. There is in go to a Dierbergs, go to a chain grocery store, and go to the meat section.
Mm-hmm.
There is special lighting that is
yes.
put in so that the salmon that you're seeing looks redder than the salmon really is.
Mm-hmm.
Not only do they put coloring in the salmon,
mm-hmm.
but they also put special lighting on it so that when they take it out, it doesn't
it
look
doesn't
like
look
what it was underneath those lights. And that's why they don't show it to you. That's why they put it right in the package
mm-hmm.
after they take it out of the
right.
out of the container.
Right. And we're only providing this information for people to, again, to understand that they have to be protectors of their families.
That's right.
Because the society is not geared to do that. But, again, another reason for additives being in your product is to improve keeping the quality, improving the shelf life,
mm-hmm.
how long it will last
mm-hmm.
from the time they actually manufacture the product to the time it gets on your shelf. And by the time you actually buy it, which can be a long, long time.
And they're not extending the life of a product for your benefit.
No,
they're extending
theirs.
It for their benefit because the fewer
Absolutely.
Products that they have to make, the longer it can last.
Absolutely.
The more
They
can make more, and you can buy more.
You
so
buy more.
That's for their benefit, and not for yours.
Absolutely. And also to make sure that the food is made readily available for consumption, and so the food additives, they are preservatives,
mm-hmm.
they are chemicals, they are items that are added to food to make you think that you are getting something that's better than fresh fruits and vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Now, also with the chemicals and stuff, they also have to add things in to make sure that the bugs don't eat
mm-hmm.
all of their
mm-hmm.
crops.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's passed on to us also.
Mm-hmm.
The animals are fed antibiotics and within their feed. And so they, again, consume that. And then we, in turn, consume that.
Mm-hmm.
But then we don't understand then why our bodies have a resistance to certain antibiotics
mm-hmm.
and why our children are so huge,
mm-hmm.
huger than they were 10, 20 years ago
mm-hmm.
because some of the antibiotics that they put in the animal feeds or they treat the animals in terms of infection, they are used to actually make the animals grow.
Now, there are a lot of theories out there, and I'm not certain of the science of it, that the growth hormones that they put into the feed, into the beef, into the milk, into the eggs, into the butter, into the cheese, because all of it is connected.
Mm-hmm. All of it's connected.
Also are contributing to premature development of boys and girls. Young girls
mm-hmm.
are starting their menstrual
Absolutely.
Cycles at phenomenally early ages.
Absolutely.
They're starting to
develop.
Eight. You know, that's insane.
Mm-hmm.
And there has
mm-hmm.
to be a reason for that.
Mm-hmm.
We're not doing anything to make babies any differently than have been done
right.
for millions of years. But what we're putting into our bodies certainly is different.
And it's impacting us. And, you know, you'll see it in the rapid development, especially of girls,
mm-hmm.
where they're much more mature looking
mm-hmm.
than our counterparts 10 and 20 years ago. And then that's misleading because you may see a young girl who may look 18
mm-hmm.
but may only be 12.
There you go. And the other piece of that is that always nature accommodates the society that you live in. There was a time that when life was harder and life expectancy was only 40 years old, mm-hmm. there was a reason for children to develop earlier because you didn't live that long. Mm-hmm. Right now we're living longer than we've ever lived before, and so there's no reason. Nature would not have caused girls now to start be developing at right. 8 years old because it doesn't make any sense. We're living longer, so develop later, as a right. matter of fact.
Right. You develop in relationship to the lifespan.
That's exactly right.
Right.
That's exactly right.
That's a good point. Again, we're just talking about the efforts that we can make as consumers to be informed consumers and really be protectors of our families.
Mm-hmm.
So when we begin to look at food additives, we need to begin to evaluate our foods,
mm-hmm.
read food labels, because on food labels, there are things we don't understand. There are things that they don't actually have to put
mm-hmm.
on the label. So still, even with you knowing, seeing visually what's in the product, there's still some things that the manufacturers don't have to list. And you want to begin to identify nutritious foods. You want to be able to understand what the labels reveal and what they don't reveal. You want to be able to avoid additives that are allergens. And I want to go back. There was the Delaney Amendment that was passed about around 1958, I believe. But it was one of the senators who had passed legislation that said that, you know, we could not add any additives to our foods that were known carcinogens. However, of course, you know, there are great battles with that because there are products that get by that are known carcinogens. But, you know, technically there are laws on the books in terms of helping to eradicate products that are able to get into our foods that are not safe. And there are agencies that are supposed to be overseeing this whole food additive process, like the Food and Drug Administration, Environmental Protection Agency, and the Center for Disease Control.
And let me get to a caller on a car phone here. George, you have a question or comment?
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Great program. I just have a couple of points. One is there is actually a legitimate reason for using special lights in meat cases,
mm-hmm.
and especially with brown meats and red meats, and that's that the standard fluorescent bulbs will actually turn the meat brown very quickly,
mm-hmm.
and they'll use a special bulb that gives out the correct wavelength that will avoid that. And incidentally, sometimes they're kind of pinkish in color, which also tends to make the meat look a little redder in some cases. But
mm-hmm.
some of them are kind of a white color as well, but that's really the main purpose in it. But I wonder if, have you already talked a little bit about aspartame or NutraSweet and the dangers of that?
We have. We're going to get to that after we take our break, some of the specifics of the additives that are bad.
Great. Well, thanks a lot for the information.
Thanks, George.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, folks, we're going to take a break. I see some of you still on the line. That's okay. We'll get to you after we do this break. I'm Liz Brown. I'm here with Linda McKirkland, Program Director for Healthy Futures. We are talking about food additives. What are food additives? Reading food labels, the common food additives, and the effects of food additives on the body. So much more coming at you, folks. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
There's gotta be a better way. I don't know if I wanna live my life like this for each and every day. But now I found that I've got to stay. Even though it gets hard, I came this far, and I can't live my life no other way. I know it gets hard for
why listen to Brand X Radio when you can listen to something brand new? Join the conversation by calling 314-454-0400 or toll-free from outside the local calling area at 1-877-920-WGNU. For those of you who may be alphabetically challenged, that's 1-877-920-9468. Stop rushing around the radio dial. Leave it here and call in and talk on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
ALS is a disease that can paralyze the body, yet the mind remains alert and clear. ALS is a disease that you can help fight, and all you need is your feet. The ALS Association, along with WGNU Radio, invite you to walk with us on Saturday, June 25th at Steinberg Rink in Forest Park. To join the walk, pick up your registration forms at WGNU or register online at www.alsa-stl.org or you can call 314-534-0610. We'll look forward to seeing you on Saturday, June 25th at the walk to defeat ALS.
New state-of-the-art technology has made it possible to offer copies of programs heard on WGNU to the listening audience at a lower cost. If there is a specific program you are interested in having for your personal library, we can now make it available to you at a cost of $25 per hour. Please make a check or money order payable to WGNU Radio, 265 Union, St. Louis, 63108. Please specify the time, day, and particular topic, and allow 10 days delivery. All program recordings are subject to availability.
Russet brandy in a diamond glass. Everything is made from dreams. Time is made from honey, slow and sweet. Only the fools know what it means. Temptation.
This is Healthy Futures, the weekly radio program that provides information on how to take better care of your own health. Once again, here's Liz Brown.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Healthy Futures. I am here with Linda McKirkland. We are talking about food additives. What are food additives? Reading food labels, common food additives, and the effects of food additives on the body. Linda, let's talk about some of the common food additives.
Okay. In terms of some of the common things that we see in our foods, of course, we see a lot of dyes, mm-hmm. colorings. And again, when you do the research, you'll find out that this is directly linked to behaviors in children, mm-hmm. that there's some effect that these dyes are having. And when you look at the products that are geared toward children, they are inundated mm-hmm. with coloring
mm-hmm.
Just to make it pretty attractive, and children, they appeal to color. But in terms of red dye number two, it comes from red coal tar. And it was found to damage internal organs in the body, and also had some indications for being carcinogenic or cancer-causing. And you normally see these colorings in your juices and your snacks, generally your red and your orange.
So you look for red dye number
two.
Two. Okay.
Then you have blue dye number one. This comes from blue coal tar.
Mm.
Blue coal tar.
Mm.
You must hear what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
because it didn't come from soaking some beets.
Mm-mm.
And putting that color that's left off the beets into a product. It comes from coal.
Mm.
And so it is said to produce tumors. And in this research, I mean, anybody can go on the internet, they can look up food additives, they can consult the Food and Drug Administration to just confirm and verify what we're saying. BHT, we see that a lot, especially in our cereals
mm-hmm.
and our grains and stuff. And so it's used as a preservative and a stabilizer, and it has a very faint odor, and we put it in the foods to make it last longer.
Mm-hmm.
And so with this, we also have found that it provides some chemical changes in the brain, and it also has been found to produce some causes of cancer.
Mm.
We also have, I want to go to irradiated foods, because
mm-hmm.
that's a big question mark that I've had before. And basically, Liz, irradiated foods is when actual radiation
mm.
is added to your foods, and they radiate the food to control pests and pathogens that are found in fresh fruits and vegetables or frozen foods. And so again, that makes it, on one end, it's said to be our protector because it causes us not to be, well, so the crops and the bacteria won't consume all of the foods that they're producing, but also that it is there for our benefit. And so when you say gamma radiation and they actually put it, zap your food with it, and not think that that does not have an effect on our bodies at some point in time. Now, it may not affect you today or tomorrow, but at some point during the lifespan, consuming these kinds of foods is going to have its impact on us. We also see a lot of nitrates.
But how do we recognize or identify food that has been radiated?
It should say on the package.
Mm-hmm.
You should know. It should clearly visible. That's why people have to just stop and read and know what is irradiated foods. Or if it's not properly labeled, then call somebody over in the meat department or the produce department and okay, do you have irradiated foods? And
mm-hmm.
where are they? And can you pick them out? Or and can you tell me how do I identify an irradiated food versus a non-irradiated food? So, again, we have to be informed consumers, and we have to take control and not wait for somebody to tell us where it is or to provide labeling for us, but to be proactive and ask.
And we have to demand that they do put labeling on
it. And you have to demand that they do put labeling on
mm-hmm.
it, because I would want to know as much as possible what foods are irradiated and which foods are not,
okay.
to the best of our ability.
Okay.
And also, if you read labels, you'll see a lot of nitrates.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that ends with T-R-A-T, a
mm-hmm.
trait or ite,
mm-hmm.
it's used as a color enhancer, basically for your meats and your meat products, hot dogs, your meat spreads, your bacon, your bologna, just to make it look more appealing. And again, we talked about the penicillin that's used to treat infections in animals and also to enhance growth, especially in your chickens, your lambs, your pheasants, your turkeys, and your swine or your pork.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And let me get
yes.
to a caller here. Doris, you have a question or comment?
Yes. My concern is I noticed, like, in bold letters on cans and stuff like vitamin E and aloe vera, that's to attract the people to buy it, like they're getting something good. If you turn on the back, you will see all this ingredients in there that you don't understand, like titanic and dioxin, and I always felt that was a poison or that it was a carcinogenic. And we seem like we're destined to die at an early age with these tumors and stuff that we're getting from the food we eat. And then also the doctors have a job to do by finish killing you off by giving you all of this medication that causes it in the long run. And that's what I do now. I do read the label, but
and that's
know.
What you have to do because
yeah.
because if you're careless with it, if you leave it up to trust that those that are bringing you food or those that are providing you with these services are going to do right by you, then you're trusting the wrong people. You need
that's
to trust right. yourself.
Right.
Because
right.
the oxygen was something like they had, you know, in the ground that causes cancer, and if you played in it, but now we are just destined to have cancer, and then poor people, anyway, anytime they come up with something, they always got the, well, blacks have most of this and most of that. Why in this society that we have everything that's out here and other people don't, you know, and I can't never understand that, you
Thanks.
Know, but I do see in bold letters that's to attract you to the, like, you got the best ingredient for you in there, you know, like aloe vera, you know, natural aloe vera is in this and that, and then you turn on the back, it's got the all these ingredients in there, which to me is poison.
Thanks, Doris.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. It's important to read the label.
That's right. That was a good point, Doris, because when manufacturers produce products, they know that there are key words that will attract your attention. However, when you go to do further inspection, which you always should, then again, that should determine your choices. But, you know, Liz, the sad part about it is, let's just take lotions, for example. If you just went to any general store and just go to the area where they sell lotions, you will not find a product where there is not a list of ingredients that is at least five or more lines long. Mm-hmm. And so, and there are ingredients that you don't understand, but then we make the choices to purchase it and then put it in our bodies. And so again, that's why on the flip side of reading labels and then understanding that you don't want to do all this to your body, then begin to look for more natural ways that you can do some things. Like you may want to use some natural cocoa butter or shea butter, mm-hmm, or olive oil.
Olive oil is the bomb. It really, yeah, is. Olive oil is the bomb. It's natural. It does wonderful things. It takes away scars. It does wonderful things, mm-hmm, for your skin. And before we do that, I have to remind everybody that please don't forget, if you want to do something wonderful for your body, go on over to Eternity Deli at 11 South Euclid. They have a soul food natural foods buffet every single day. Go on over to Eternity Deli at 11 South Euclid, 454-1851. That's 454-1851. Eternity Deli at 11 South Euclid. You will not eat better. Your body will say thank you, thank you, thank you. The food is delicious. It's wonderful to look at. It tastes just unbelievable. And you know what? You can walk out with your head high, your belly not sticking out. And it's great food. It's great food. Eternity Deli, that's 11 South Euclid, and the phone number is 454-1851.
Okay. Again, Liz, with the food additives, I was just thinking how as consumers that we just have to be so purposeful about what we're doing. And even when you're doing the research, there is a list of additives, and they're called the GRAS list, mm-hmm, GRAS, all right? And then these are, the acronym stands for Generally Recognized as Safe Additives. It sounds like a misnomer, but, you know, there is a list where you can begin to look at, and books, you can begin to look at products that they're putting in that you can determine if you want to consume them or not.
And then, speaking of that, let's direct our folks to a book that they can go to find out more about the additives and the impact and the effect of the additives on them.
Absolutely. A good, it's called A Consumer's Dictionary of Food Additives, and it's by Ruth Winter, M.S. Again, it's A Consumer's Dictionary of Food Additives by Ruth Winter, M.S.
And that's W-I-N-T-E-R?
Yes.
W-I-N-T-E-R, Ruth Winter.
Ruth Winter. And also aspartame, it has 200 times the sweetness of sugar, a chemical compound that they make.
Mm.
And they put it in our soft drinks, candies, gums, and we consume it.
You know what? I would like to come back and continue this conversation a little bit with just having the things that are, the additives are in our food. Because like we were talking with Howard, yeah, on the way out about what's in Coca-Cola.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go through all of the ingredients in Coca-Cola
and what they do.
We should just take one product and break that product as he's guzzling Coca-Cola and telling his nightmare stories about it. You know, we need to talk about what's in Coca-Cola.
We can alter the format and do that next week.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's talk about some of the upcoming shows that we are going to have.
Okay, upcoming shows, we definitely want to deal with asthma,
mm-hmm,
especially as it relates to children and nutrition.
Very good.
Also lead poisoning as it relates to children and nutrition.
Very good. And let's end as we always do.
Health tip for the week is, again, I will begin to read food labels.
I will begin to read food labels. Howard, I will begin to read food. And we need to add to that and act accordingly, okay?
Right,
just
right.
You read it.
It has to be behavior modification
okay,
to go along with
we're
it.
We're doing that for a purpose.
Right.
Okay. And again, the book again is Food Additives by Ruth Winters.
Yes.
And
great book.
It's a very, very, very helpful book. And please, everybody, get on over to Eternity Deli. That's 11 South Euclid at 454-1851. 454-1851. That's the phone number, 11 South Euclid. You need to get on over there. It's fabulous food. You can begin to live. You don't have to worry worry about reading the labels when you walk into Eternity Deli right there at 11 South Euclid. Ms. McKirkland, thank you so
much.
Thank you, Liz. I look forward to our next visit as we break down what's in a bottle. You know, let's bring in a piece of beef and watch it be destroyed by dropping it in a little bit of Coca-Cola.
Oh, yeah.
This is Liz Brown, Wake Up Call. We're going to take a break. Thanks again, Linda. I'll be back
thank
after
you.
This. Stay with us.
I'm so glad. That's the way it used to be. It seems like a mighty long time. Shiba, shiba, my baby, ooh. Seems like a mighty long time. Oh, yeah. Shiba,
is your church, school, or nonprofit organization holding an upcoming event, or does it have an ongoing program? We can help you get the word out free of charge here at WGNU. Just send a flyer or written information to WGNU Radio Public Service Department, 265 Union Boulevard, St. Louis, Missouri 63108. We ask 2 weeks lead time for any upcoming event. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject any submission due to content and time considerations.
It's a pleasure to welcome to Sports Overdrive JoJo White.
Not only from a player standpoint, but from a fan standpoint, I think it was handled very, very poorly. And in terms of the NBA, I didn't think the fines were extended enough.
We welcome Mike Lee.
Now, there's a responsibility that comes with the position of having the luxury of playing in the National Hockey League. That's not there in the game anymore. And it's not a negative. It's just the evolution of society in hockey to a certain extent.
Sports Overdrive, weeknights from 7 to on Radio Free St. Louis, WGNU.
This is your wake-up call, global news update. Dateline Baghdad. A number of Iraqi soldiers had to be hospitalized in the northern part of the country this week after they consumed watermelons that had been poisoned. A U.S. Army spokesperson said that the melons came from someone who was giving them away to the military free at a checkpoint north of Baghdad. It's not known what type of poison was used, and it's also unknown if the man who gave them away was part of an insurgent cell. Late word in now that one of those soldiers died as a result. And Dateline Washington. The Bush administration wants a federal court to give back the government's ability to make internet service providers turn over information about their customers and subscribers under the flag of the fight against terrorism. Last year, a district judge said the government could not search secret communications records because the law that authorized them prevented legal challenges and put a gag order on any business that had such a request made upon them. The federal government had gained such authorization from a law that was passed in 1986, but had it expanded much further as part of the 2001 Patriot Act. This is your wake-up call, global news update.
To me, summer is family time, a time to spend with the kids doing stuff we all love to do, which is why we go to Worlds of Fun. That and the fact that they have lots of coasters. Mamba, Timberwolf, Spinning Dragons, Boomerang. I like to ride them all. Of course, Worlds of Fun has stuff for the kids, too. Mine loved the new Peanuts Playhouse at Camp Snoopy. They played and played, took a little break, and then played and played some more. Then, if we need to cool off, we go to Oceans of Fun, where we ride the water slides, Typhoon and Diamond Head, and then the tube ride, Caribbean Cooler, Aruba Tuba, and Hurricane Falls. And finally, the wave pool. Another great thing is we can stay the night at the new Worlds of Fun Village Resort. Talk about easy.
Worlds of Fun and Oceans of Fun. Do one park or do both with the ride and slide ticket.
It's so cool.
Open daily. Make reservations for the new Worlds of Fun Village Resort or book your Joe Cool's Backyard Barbecue at worldsoffun.com.
Have you been wondering what Susan Smith Harmon has been up to lately? Well, wonder no more. The airways were just a little too irresistible for her to stay away for long. Now you can catch Susan on the WGNU airways on Friday mornings from 10 to noon. Spend your Fridays with Susan Smith Harmon from 10 a.m. to noon here on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax, and my toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways, get up, get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Don't forget, tonight at 7:10 at the Tivoli, we're going to be reviewing a wonderful documentary, Voices in Wartime, a very, very powerful connection of poetry and the discussion of war through the eyes and the ears and the mouths and the bodies of those that have been there. Powerful documentary. There's going to be a discussion. I'm going to be part of a discussion after Q&A, after the screening tonight, 7:10 at the Tivoli. And the Tivoli is located on Del Mar, right off of Skinker Tivoli Theater. Get there early. The film showing, the film screening starts at 7:10. Saturday and Sunday will be 2:45 and 5:15, 7:10 and 9 p.m. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We have much to talk about. Mr. Bacon?
Yes, ma'am. Ms. Brown.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm glad you. I'm outstanding.
Very good.
I was watching a news segment the other day. Could you help me out on, tell me why they're digging up Emmett Till's body and what the purpose of that and what they're looking for?
It's pretty, I think it's pretty foul. I think that the whole thing is pretty foul. They dug up Emmett Till's body. The prosecutor, and they put an African face on it. The prosecutor has said that one of the issues at the time of the trial, as for those of you that remember, or those for those of you that have read, Emmett Till was murdered, brutalized, it was just a crime against humanity. He was killed, the men that were charged with the crime were tried before an all-white jury. The all-white jury convicted them a few weeks or months later. The men said, yeah, we did it, and they did an interview in Look magazine confessing to it because they couldn't be charged again, because that's the way that the law works. So one of the things that the jury said, that's the reason that they acquitted these men, we don't know for sure that was Emmett Till's body. So the prosecutor has said that it's, no prosecutor can make their case without establishing that this was Emmett Till. So they are saying that they are digging the body up of Emmett Till. Now, mind you, nobody asked to dig up Emmett Till's body before Emmett Till's mama died, okay? And his mama was the woman that said, I want you. They tied a cotton gin piece around his neck to weigh him down. They beat him beyond human recognition. This is a baby. This was, what, a 12-year-old boy, 13-year-old boy that they beat beyond recognition, and they killed him and stole him from his the arms of his uncle when he was visiting in the South in the middle of the night, and told his uncle, I'll kill you if you say anything about who did this. They threw him in a river, and his mama said, you know what, I want the world to see the face of racism. I'm not going to have a closed coffin burial for my child. And the world, he was on the cover of Look magazine, the cover of Ebony, I know it was in Jet, the world saw what the face of racism looks like in the South. And he was this was the beginning of, not the beginning of, but this was one of the events, seminal events, that motivated and gave picture to the civil rights movement. And now the prosecutor is saying that, well, you know, we don't know that was Emmett Till. Mamie Till identified her son by the ring that was on his finger. This was her baby. This was Emmett Till. And somebody called last week and suggested that, well, suppose they come and now say that this wasn't Emmett Till.
Lord have mercy.
You know, I mean, it's just an awful thing. It's just an awful thing. They know who the murderers are.
Yeah.
They know who they are. They know who that Emmett Till was identified in court as this is Emmett Till. There is no reason for this. They are lying about, we need to do that. The same people that could have prosecuted these people 20, 30, 40 years ago are now saying we need to find out for sure that this is Emmett Till. It is a grotesque and ghoulish thing that they are doing in exhuming that baby's body.
Yes, it is. I mean, you really explained that to me, Miss Brown. I appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
Because I'm really lost. I mean, I were lost, but now I know.
Thank you so much.
And thank you.
You take care now.
Yes, ma'am.
454-0400 is my phone number. Anna, good morning.
Liz.
Yes.
You know, I was living and working in Chicago when that crime took place.
Yes, ma'am.
And his mother, she was going to Chicago Teachers College. She was a student there. She got to be very well known.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when that boy went to Mississippi, this was a country store that they went in. It had games in there.
Mm-hmm.
And he stuttered. And he would whistle. She had trained him to whistle before he tried to speak.
Mm.
Whistle. She trained him to whistle. So she doubted whether he was really whistling at the lady.
Ain't nobody whistling at no lady.
Yeah, he was. He would simply whistle, and it sounded like, a cat call. And she went and told her husband that this boy, black boy, whistled at her. And that's all that came up in the trial. But I hate to say this.
And if that ever happened, she lied to begin with.
You know what was said right on this station? I'll say this and run. That this 14-year-old boy actually tried to rape this woman.
Well, there will always be lies told, you know, and let's not repeat lies, okay? I don't see any value in repeating lies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me.
Any value in repeating lies.
Michael.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Michael.
Thank you so much.
Turn your radio down. Michael.
Hello?
Yes, turn your radio down, please.
It is.
Yes, you're on the air. Quickly, please.
Hey, how you doing, Liz?
I'm fine.
I just wanted to comment on the Emmett Till conversation.
We have 30 seconds here. Go right ahead.
Basically, that to me is just showing a total lack of respect for black people as a whole in America. It's been perpetuated through society forever, and just to show that we're devalued as human beings. That's all I have to say.
Thank you so much. This is Liz Brown, The Wake Up Call. Ooh, we have so much to talk about. And next week, oh my goodness, we're starting with the Wake Up Call intern crew. They're starting next week. I'm so excited. I'm going to be introducing to them. And I think you're all going to be very, very pleased with the folks that have come forward and are going to want to be part of, the young people that want to be part of the Wake Up Call. I'm very, very excited. We've got six of us. Six of us are going to be doing this. So stay with us, folks. We have much, much, much to talk about. But unfortunately, we're coming to the end of the show for this week. Tell you what, I'll see you tonight at the Tivoli at 7:10, and I'll talk to you. I'll be in your ear on Monday morning. This is Liz Brown, Wake Up Call. Stay strong.
9:20 on your AM dial, WGNU. Granite City, St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Liz White. A scare in the air over the Atlantic. A Virgin Atlantic plane bound for New York's JFK was diverted, but a hijack alert could be a false alarm. ABC's Linda Albin is in London, where the flight originated.
Virgin Atlantic Flight 45 from London to New York was diverted to Nova Scotia after the plane squawked a hijack code, but Virgin